for Redding Kia.
Tis the season to light up the holidays. Let's do this.
Redding Kia has great sale prices on their award-winning lineup of SUVs. And with no payments until after the new year.
Wrap it, put a bow on it, and put that new all-wheel drive 2019 Kia Sorento under your tree.
That's a great idea.
You know, that winter driving can be a little tricky, but not in a super affordable 2019 Kia Sportage. It's all-wheel drive, and for those really challenging weather conditions, you can lock it into true four-wheel drive for extra traction and safety.
That's a really great idea.
You can do that in a Sorento, too.
And remember, every new Kia comes with America's best warranty and complimentary lifetime oil changes and tire rotations.
So light up the holidays, make a great deal, and drive home happy with a new SUV from Redding Kia.
And as the marketing director for Redding Kia, I can assure you nobody does it better.
Redding Kia, Cypress Avenue, RedingKia.com.
The Light Up the Holiday sales event ends January 2nd, 2019.
Just received news that Chlorina and Sludge have been captured for impersonating spring water. Let's now go to our field reporter, Olza Wett.
Once again, Bob the Drop saves the world from fake water and... Oh, here's Bob now. Bob, do you have anything to say?
Well, Chlorina and Sludge from Capopolis are the worst. Why would you want wannabe water when you can have the best tasting water delivered right to your door? Anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227.
Pure and simple. Naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
Into the world of cigars, spirits, and diversions. The Cigar and Pleasure Friendly Hotlines are open. 877-DAVE-007. Now, fire up a cigar and pour yourself a cocktail. It's time for the General Cigar Dave.
Well, you have come to an alpha male safe space. You have found a safe harbor. You have found protection from the enemies of pleasure, from vegans, from government bureaucrats, from toxic feminists. As an alpha male, you have found your safe space. And in the safe space, we enjoy alpha male pleasure maneuvers. We enjoy cigars. We enjoy spirits. We enjoy our steaks. We enjoy dice, dames. We are unapologetic about enjoying the alpha male lifestyle. So while the little millennials may need their safe space, we as alpha males, as a minority, we should be a protected minority because, let's face it, alpha males, we're an extinct species, a dying species, but I am doing my part to make sure we thrive and survive in the 21st century. Long Ash greetings and salutations, a Long Ash snappy salute, semper delectatio. Always pleasure, long live the alpha. Make America great again. Make masculinity great again. Screw the enemies of pleasure. Your five-star global general and alpha male in chief front and center from Command Center Alpha. Very comfortable here in the cigar city of Tampa. And as joining me, as always, the security detail, the canine security detail, the unretired member of the canine security detail. We've got Pendragon's Royal Baron. And if you hear him with his big, deep bark, 8.5 months old, around 93 pounds and growing, he is going to be a beast. Pendragon's Royal Sultan, we have left him at the Pleasure Palace, where he is now in semi-retirement. So we give him, he works like half-time right now. He has earned it after 13 years of canine security detail. He has earned the right to enjoy his semi-retirement. As I mentioned to you, you have found an alpha male safe space. American University students and staff call for minority-only safe spaces on campus to promote inclusion. So let me get this straight. How are you promoting inclusion if you're restricting the safe space to only minorities? It is a contradiction in terms. It is an oxymoron. American University students, administrators pushing for spaces on campus designated for students of color, claiming it will promote diversity and inclusion. Now, I don't understand this. Should we not have, we are a society where everyone's included. We hear that all the time, that everybody should be included. We should have equal rights for all. Great, I'm all for that. I'm also for certain instances where people have the right to congregate with whom they want. For example, if a group of women would like to have a women-only lunch club, or a women-only travel club, they should be allowed to do that. If men want to have a male-only wine club or whiskey society, they should be allowed to do that. I have no problem with people who say, look, I want to exclude certain people from my club. For example, if I want to have only like-minded alpha males, those of us that are alphas who enjoy cigars and spirits and steaks, it's my right. If I say I don't want to have a vegan in my club, no problem. But I do find it rather amusing that these students today in college need safe spaces. And I go back to the greatest generation, the World War II generation. Their safe space at the time consisted of these 16, 17, 18, 19, 20-year-old boys storming the beaches of Normandy. There was nothing safe about being waist-high in water and having Nazi gunfire and mortars being fired at you. And yet, these little snowflakes today need a safe space. It is absolutely incredible. All right, let me, got a whole bunch of, I'm just looking at my desk here, my beautiful glass desk, and I can tell you that it is jammed with program items that I must get to, conversational items. But there is one thing that I've always believed in as an alpha male, as an American, as somebody who believes in free speech and free debate, and that is the absolute protection under the Constitution, the First Amendment, to guarantee freedom of speech, freedom of press, freedom of religion, freedom of association. I strongly believe it. In fact, at the Syracuse S.I. Neuhaus School of Public Communications at Syracuse University, which I'm a graduate of, I remember there were sayings about the First Amendment all over Neuhaus. As a journalism and a broadcast school, there were references everywhere around the buildings, Neuhaus 1 and Neuhaus 2 at the time, now there's a Neuhaus 3, about the rights granted under the First Amendment. In fact, President Lyndon Baines Johnson actually dedicated, I believe it was the original Neuhaus School, or maybe it was Neuhaus 2. One of the two, he definitely was there for the commemoration. But I've always believed very strongly in First Amendment rights. And that's why I'm not afraid to debate at any place or any time anyone. If I believe in something as an alpha male, as an educated, as a smart, confident alpha male, we have no problems debating people because we rely on facts, not on fantasy. And you'll find that many wussified betas, many Dems, they don't want to engage in debate. Why? Because they cannot engage in rational, factual-based discussions. I see it all the time. I'm never afraid to mix it up. You know, I'll be at a party or a dinner, and people will say, now look, Dave, you got to hold it down. These are big liberals. You can't go crazy. You got to just tone it down. So I'll sit. I'll be on my best behavior, and I'm always polite. But when they say things that are so outrageous, I'm not going to let it go uncorrected. I'm not going to sit idly by like a wussified beta and say, they can say whatever they want, I'm not going to interject. And the one thing that the enemies of truth despise more than anything is truth. If you engage in truth in a truthful debate using facts, they will immediately start to put you down. They'll start saying, you're wrong, you don't know what you're talking about, you're an idiot, you're uneducated. They go through this whole litany of items that they will go through, but they never will say, well, you are factually correct. They will never say to you, you know, on that point, you are correct. However, I disagree on this, this, and this. No. When it gets too heated, do you know what the enemies of truth do? And I'm sure all of you have seen this. They get up in a huff and they say, I can't even debate. You're not even being rational. I can't talk about this anymore. They'll do it on Facebook. They'll do it on Twitter. They'll do it in person. I believe that whether you are a Democrat, Republican, Socialist, Commie Pinko, you have the right under the Constitution of the United States to make your case. And I use this example all the time. When I was a student at Syracuse University, Jesse Jackson came to speak. I was able to get tickets. There were a couple of guys from my, actually probably about four of us from my dorm floor. Half of us were probably against Jesse Jackson. We didn't believe what he had to say. Half were pro Jesse Jackson. But we were all polite. We listened to what he had to say. I believe he has the right to say it. And I have the right afterwards to engage in debate with what I agree or disagree with. No problem. Today on college campuses, if you're a conservative, if your viewpoint differs from ours, we're going to violently protest. We're going to jump up and down. We're going to go into a little three-year-old hissy fit. Why? Because remember, they've always been told they're wonderful, they're perfect, they're always right. So they can't listen to other points of view. This was very disturbing. Representative Ted Lieu, spelled L-I-E-U, taxocrat, People's Republic of California, was on the House, is on the House Judiciary Committee, and they were interviewing, they were questioning Google CEO Sundar, I believe it's pronounced Pichai, about various items, various search engine tactics that are being used, if things are being screened, if there's a political slant. So, of course, the Dems, the taxocrats that were on the committee, they have no problem with anything being slanted until it hits them. And I always say, be very careful what you wish for. Very slippery slope. Be very careful what you... They love the deep state now, but if things all of a sudden turn around, look out. And that's why I say, I don't care if you're a Democrat or Republican, the judicial process should be equal and balanced and fair for everybody. Democrat, Republican, liberal, conservative. Period. Very slippery slope when all of a sudden you start to define winners and losers based not on the judiciary, on the merits of a case, but on somebody's political leaning. So on CNN, Breonna Keeler, the host, asked Ted Lieu about failing to press Google's CEO regarding the company's vulnerabilities to outside interference. And Ted Lieu had something that was almost chilling when I hear this. Let's play it and take a listen to what Ted Lieu, the disrespect that he has for the very First Amendment in the U.S. Constitution.
I would love to be able to regulate the content of speech. The First Amendment prevents me from doing so. And that's simply a function of the First Amendment. But I think over the long run, it's better the government does not regulate the content of speech. I would urge these private sector companies to regulate it better themselves.
Now, the mere fact that a member of Congress would say, I would love to limit freedom of speech, not only is disturbing, it is chilling. Personally, I can't stand what liberals and Democrats have to say. I can't stand their opinions. I don't agree with them in any way, shape, or form. However, never in a million years would I ever say I would love to limit their right to free speech. I would never say we should shut down what they have to say, as opposed to the millennial snowflakes on college campuses that don't want conservatives to speak. It's very simple. It's cut and dry. There's no ambiguity. There's no gray area. You are either for free speech or you are against free speech. And what Representative Ted Lieu of the People's Republic of California had to say is mortifying. He would love to regulate free speech. Let's see how much he would love that if all of a sudden conservatives or Republicans or those who he disagrees with would love to ban what he has to say. Let's see how quickly he would change his tune. Totally and completely unacceptable. All right, let's change gears here. Something a little bit more on the jovial and fun side. Because when I saw this story, it reminded me of a great scene from Boston Legal, a show that aired on ABC from 2004 to 2008, starring William Shatner as Denny Crane, attorney extraordinaire Denny Crane, and James Spader, one of the great actors who played attorney Alan Shore. At the end of every Boston Legal, they would always sit on the outdoor veranda at their legal offices, two cushy, big, comfortable chairs, and they'd be smoking a cigar and having a glass of scotch or a glass of bourbon afterward. It was fantastic. They always would end the show with that, talking about the events of the day or the events of the show. Just two alpha males after a hard day's work enjoying a beloved cigar and a beloved spirit. Great show. Entertaining show. So we will come back to that show because there was a great scene, and it pertains to the story I am about to relate to you. I see this headline, NBCNews.com. Lesbian, most searched term of the year on two of the world's biggest porn sites. Now, just looking at that, I had to do a double take. I'm like, there is no way lesbian would be the most searched term of the year. I can think of so many other things. Hot racks, hot dames, you know, I mean, just go on and on and on. But women were 151% more likely than men to watch lesbian videos, according to Pornhub, which boasts 92 million daily visitors. And the most searched term in online porn sites this year, lesbian, according to Pornhub and YouPorn. They released their annual reports detailing users' viewing and search habits. They found that while lesbian was the top search term among women on both, among men the term was the sixth most popular on Pornhub and the tenth on YouPorn. Now, I was just thinking about this. Somebody asked me this one time, and they said, what about, and I don't know how we got into this. We were talking about people with a gay persuasion. They said, well, what about women? And I said, as long as the women were hot and I get to watch, no problem. And of course, I said it in jest, and everyone's, oh, that's a double standard. Because frankly, people can do what they want. I have zero interest in watching two men get it on. Not that there's anything wrong with that. Not my cup of single malt scotch. But it reminded me of a scene from Boston Legal, in which they're in the big conference room, and they're discussing a case. And the lawyer involved in the case has a problem saying the word lesbian. And Alan Shore, James Spader, who plays the attorney Alan Shore, very open and freewheeling guy, brings it up in a very comical scene.
You mean lesbians? Where are you? Today they're calling Tracy to testify that her ex-lover was...
Lesbian ex-lover.
To testify that Tracy was scamming her for money. Tracy was, in fact, not an actual bona fide...
Lesbian.
You like saying it.
I do.
Say it again.
Lesbian.
Keep going.
Lesbian. Lesbian. Lesbian.
All together now.
Lesbian.
I also like to watch. How many people...
I also like to watch. Sergeant Steve, do we have a shorter abbreviated cut of that just with Alan Shore? Just hitting the lesbian part?
Lesbian.
Keep going.
Lesbian. Lesbian.
Lesbian.
All together now.
Lesbian.
Classic at the end. I love to watch. All right, let's move along now. That was a classic. Absolute classic. So when I saw this story... Of course, it doesn't really rank in the top number of items that are important in our alpha male list. But nonetheless, when I saw that and then recalled the great scene from Boston, I was going to say Boston Lesbian, Freudian slip, from Boston Legal with Alan Shore, played by James Spader, I had to recall, could not resist in any way, shape, or form. Those of you that are members of the Officers Club, pleased to say the December 2018 selection is going out early next week. By the way, the number of emails that I have received about the fantastic November 2018 selection could have set an absolute record. We featured The World of Davidoff, the first time ever in the history of the Cigar Dave Officers Club. That's now 17, 18 years. That we featured a Davidoff-branded cigar. It was the Davidoff Winston Churchill The Late Hour phenomenal cigar, great acclaim. We also featured the Camacho Corojo, big magnum size, as well as the Avo Cinco Nicaragua Square Press off the charts. Those of you that are members of the Officers Club, next week, your December 2018 selection is being shipped out. It is the Gurkha Ghost Gold. The success and popularity of the original Gurkha Ghost led to the creation of the Gurkha Ghost Gold. We launched this cigar. Actually, it made its worldwide debut at the Cigar Dave Alpha Pleasure Fest on the water in Buffalo mid-August. It was released at the Cigar Retailers Convention in mid-July. But those that attended the Alpha Pleasure Fest in Buffalo, first in the world to sample those new cigars, the Gurkha Ghost Gold. In fact, we had a limited number of boxes available for sale. They were all sold out. The Gurkha Ghost Gold is a richer, more medium to full-bodied smoke cigar rather than the original Gurkha Ghost. So if you like a fuller-flavored cigar, you will love the Gurkha Ghost Gold. Nice earthy profile, notes of nuts, a subtle cinnamon spice. Uses an Ecuadorian Habano wrapper, a Criollo 1997 binder. The Dominican, the filler is from the Dominican Republic, Nicaragua, and USA. Beautiful cigar coming your way, being shipped next week. Now, you still have time. Hanukkah's over, but Christmas is still exactly, 10 days away. So you have 10 days to give a great holiday gift to a loved one, to a friend, to a colleague, to a boss. And if they're an alpha male, there is no better gift than a membership to the Cigar Dave Officers Club. Here's the great thing. It is month to month. You don't have to worry about signing up for 6 months, a year, 5 years. It's month to month. If you say, you know what? I want to give somebody a Cigar Dave Officers Club membership for 3 months or 6 months. Great. Sign up. Put a little note on your Android, your iPhone, your Microsoft Outlook, what other calendar you use, saying, great, in 3 months, 6 months, just call to cancel. Easy to do. If you go to CigarDave.com, click on Officers Club, easy sign-up process, month to month, three cigars come your way every month in a Cigar Dave Officers Club pouch. And I can tell you that for 2019, while we're looking at the list, I'll release the list probably next week of what we're going to do for January, February, and March. We've got a fantastic, phenomenal selection. Look, Gurkha Ghost Gold cigar flying off the shelves. The cigars that we featured previously this year, also all top shelf selection. You're not going to get any garbage in the Cigar Dave Officers Club, that is for sure. So $22.95 per month, great holiday gift, 10 days until Christmas. Go to CigarDave.com, click on Officers Club, give a loved one, a friend, a boss, ex-husband, ex-wife, whatever the case may be, give them a gift of membership to the Cigar Dave Officers Club. The National Cigar Litation and Libation Ceremony comes your way next.
The General is always on Twitter, delivering breaking news, giving you the latest intel on cigars, and battling the enemies of pleasure. Chat with the General now at Cigar Dave Show.
In 1964, Jose O. Padron began rolling cigars bearing his name in modest surroundings with one guiding principle: always focus on quality, never on quantity. Nearly 40 years later, Padron cigars are recognized for their superior taste and majestic construction. The result of Padron controlling all aspects of the cigar-making process, including planting their own seeds, growing and curing their own tobacco, and constantly supervising the rolling room. To Wall Street, it is called vertical integration. To the Padron family, it's called making great cigars. The Padron lines include the Padron 1964 Anniversary Series and the Padron Traditional line. All Padron cigars are wrapped in Nicaraguan sun-grown Habano tobacco, available in natural or maduro. Experience Padron. For your Padron retailer, call 1-800-453-5635. When Padron is on the band, quality is a matter of family honor.
Surgeon General warning. Tobacco use increases the risk of infertility, stillbirth.
Sunday, December 16th, KCNR will be off the air from approximately 3 p.m. until 9 p.m. in order to transition over to our new studio. We apologize for the inconvenience.
Winter is coming.
At least that's what the calendar says, and the nights are getting cooler. So you don't want to put off having your monitor or Toyotomi heater and water heater serviced, and SST Oil are the people to call today at 241-1167. Stay warm and cozy when the temperature drops by having that system checked and fresh fuel delivered. SST Oil delivering to our firefighters, and they'll bring that same dedication to your home. SST Oil, Windham Lane in Reading, 241-1167.
Hi, this is Rob Burrows from Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services, inviting you to join us for our Christmas holiday effort. We'll be providing holiday meals for our military families in need here in Northern California. You can help by dropping off non-perishable food items and gift cards at 2110 North Street, the museum office, or make a donation of a prepackaged bag of groceries for our military families through Homeward Bound. We also encourage you to donate a toy to be distributed through Homeward Bound. We are also collecting non-perishable items to ship to troops overseas who are deployed this holiday season. So many ways we can help those who serve for us. For more information, call 378-2280. That's 378-2280, the Office of the Northern California Veterans Museum. And Merry Christmas from all of us at the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Coming to the Cascade Theater, a family holiday party and showing of the classic comedy film A Christmas Story. With live music, dancing, themed drinks for all ages, a sweater contest, a jewelry giveaway from Devon's, and a visit from Santa. Then the ultimate holiday film about Ralphie and his attempts to convince everyone that a Red Ryder BB gun really is the perfect Christmas gift.
He'll shoot your eye out, kid!
Party starts at 6, film at 7:30, Friday, December 16th. Tickets at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Unlimited and secure supply of pleasure sticks available for the general to enjoy. It's time for National Cigar Litation Maneuvers.
Last week, I spent the afternoon at Rocky Patel World Headquarters in Naples, and we spent an hour during our Cigar Masters segment or feature with Rocky Patel, Nish Patel, Nimish Desai, Hamlet Paredes. And one of the cigars that was released last July at the Cigar Retailers Convention in Las Vegas that I absolutely love is the Rocky Patel Tabacusa. It is named after their factory down in Nicaragua called Tabacusa. This cigar, when I smoked it for the very first, I remember Rocky and Nimish giving me, this has got to be about a year ago, giving me some samples to try. And I said, you know, I would tweak this, I would tweak that a little bit, but I like it overall. Then they gave me some other samples, probably last March, April, and I said, I think you guys have it. And they said, well, that's going to be our Tabacusa. Wait until it's aged. And when they gave it to me at the Cigar Retailers Convention, I went up to Rocky and Nimish, and I said, what did I tell you? hit it, man, out of the park. Now, it uses a San Andreas wrapper from Mexico. It uses fillers and binders from Condega in the Jalapa Valley and Esteli. It's got nice, robust notes of pepper, spice, little cedar. Very, very smooth. As Rocky likes to say, it's smooth and it's balanced. And it is. It's a very pleasant cigar. Those of you that want a medium, medium plus cigar, this would be for you. Comes in three sizes. A Robusto, 5.5x50. A Toro, 6.5x52. And the 60, which is what I will smoke today. The 6x60. And before I left Rocky Patel World HQ, I made sure I had Nimish grab me a box of these Rocky Patel Tavacusa 6x60s. Reasonably priced. Worth every single cent. And I'm going to tell you that the response has been overwhelming. I know that there was a back order issue. They're starting to fill those, but very, very nice cigar. You are looking probably about $10, $11 for this particular cigar. The Gordo, which is the 6x60, is going to run you probably just a little bit more than that, maybe in the $11, $11.5, $12 category. But a beautiful cigar, the Rocky Patel Tavacusa.
Cigar-altering and highly sharpened leaf-exposing device.
Self-sharpening, double-edged, stainless steel guillotine ready for cutting maneuvers.
Maximum BTU flame-throwing and heat-producing apparatus.
Well, got in my hand the Cigar Dave Mala. Make America Lightate again. Beautiful-looking lighter. Big grip, big handle. Lots of fuel. That's what I would use today from the Cigar Dave R&D Laboratories.
Cigar pre-lightation checklist complete. No faults detected. Area clear of all enemies of pleasure. Approval to go throttle up in 3, 2, 1.
Perfect cut. Let me toast. This is a big cigar, so I'm going to have to take my time here doing it. Taking my time. Oh, yeah. I can smell the first few whiffs of this Tavacusa. Love this San Andreas Mexican wrapper. In fact, we talked about this last week. Not an easy wrapper to get. A lot of popularity on this wrapper. So I toast the foot of this beautiful, magnificent-looking cigar. We offer to rotate. And as we do... Oh, yeah. Big cigar. Got to take our time here. And wherever you may be enjoying this holiday season, Hanukkah has just ended. Ended last Sunday. Christmas upon us. New Year's before you know it. I hope that you light up many enjoyable holiday cigars and conduct your own holiday litation and libation ceremony. Okay. Blowing the foot of the cigar. Needs just a couple of touch-ups. Big 60 ring gauge, 60, 64, 7 inch, almost an inch in diameter. Gonna need to touch that bad boy up a little bit here. Okay, here we go. All right, now I'm fully lit. Absolutely magnificent. All right, let us continue.
Scotch, bourbon, and beer. Commence thirst-quenching libationary maneuvers.
Well, in just a few minutes, a little bit later on in the show, I'll tell you about a story involving wine. Healthy for you. So I figured, why not break out a fine bottle of wine? Now, I've had wine from the U.S. We featured wine from France. But one of my favorites, one of the white wines that I enjoy, although I'm going to enjoy a red today, one of my favorite whites comes from Marques de Caseres. In fact, Sommelier Dave, who will be joining us next week, will be conducting our annual holiday, Happy New Year, and sparkling wine, champagne, tasting maneuvers shows over the next few weeks. But what I have found is that he introduced me to a Spanish wine that is off the charts, the Marques de Caseres Satanella. It's a semi-sweet. It's a beautiful wine, and that got me into the world of Marques de Caseres. Great wines from Spain, Espanol. But I have pulled out a wine that is a choice red wine. It is a very unique wine. The grape varieties in the wine that I've selected, the Marques de Caceres Guadium. Now, that is Latin. What does Guadium mean? Joy. In fact, the high school I went to, the Park School in Buffalo, the Latin motto was Veritas e Guadium, which means truth and joy. What a great name for a wine, Guadium. Joy. People are enjoying a wine. They're enjoying conversation. It brings joy to people, just like cigars. There should be a cigar named Guadium. But only this wine is made using exceptional vintages. Small parcels planted in old vineyards, 70 years old on average. Very low yields. So this wine is 95% Tempranillo grape, 5% Graciano, and a total of only 11.7 hectares. Over six selected parcels in the Rioja Alta region of Spain are used. Only 27,400 bottles made from 122 new French oak barrels. Very difficult wine to get. Originally released in June of this year. Very, very limited. It's a very nice wine. Let me pour a little bit here. And by the way, 18 to 20 months, Guadium is in new French oak. That's it. 18 to 20 months, 2 years minimum aging before bottling. Deep, dark color on this. On the nose, I'm getting some black cherries. Almost a bold spiciness. Let me say cheers. Take a sip here. Oh, very, very pleasant. Oh, boy. I got to take another sip of this to really appreciate this. This is a lot of oak on this. Very nice. Very pleasant. Getting some tannins, wild fruits. A lot of almost like a dark chocolate. Some espresso coffee notes on here. Take another sip here. Oh, yeah. This is beautiful. Now, I should also tell you, it is a very expensive wine. It's about $300 a bottle. I didn't pay for this bottle. It was given to me. And I should also tell you that I didn't open the bottle because I use a device, the Coravan device, which allows you to put a small needle into the cork and you inject some argon gas. The wine comes out, slow stream. You hit the argon gas again, the button for the gas, and the wine does not rot. Because argon is a naturally producing gas that is in wines that basically keeps the wine fresh. Because if you think I was going to open up a $300-some-odd bottle of wine for one pour, no chance. Here's the great thing. If I go to open this bottle of Marques de Caceres Guadium in a year, 5 years, 10 years, it's going to keep aging. It's going to maintain its original character and just keep getting better and better. Talked about the Coravan system. Actually, now you can see they're advertising. Originally, it was I found out about it in an airline magazine that did a little article on it. And you'd have to order it online. Now they're at Macy's and Bed Bath & Beyond, and I think they're at Nordstrom and Neiman and stores all across the country. And you see them advertising. They have different models. Works like a charm. Absolutely spectacular. So I've got my Rocky Patel Tabacusa. Perfect accompaniment with my Marques de Caceres Guadium, and a $300 bottle of wine is not my everyday wine. There are great wines that are $15, $20, $30. You don't have to spend $300. This was a gift given to me, but during the holiday season, very appropriate to pair it with a fine cigar, this Rocky Patel Tabacusa.
Never miss a minute of the show when you download the Cigar Dave mobile app for Apple, Android, and Kindle devices. You can listen to our 24/7 continuous stream of the latest show or download the recent podcasts to listen to anytime on your mobile device. Get the Cigar Dave mobile app in the App Store. Search Cigar Dave.
Every month, I strive to bring you the best cigars to feature in the Cigar Dave Officers Club. We have had incredible selections. Last month, selection over the top from the world of Davidoff. We have a great selection for December 2018 featuring the Gurkha Ghost Gold. The success and popularity of the original Gurkha Ghost led to the creation of the Gurkha Ghost Gold. Bolder flavor profile. If you prefer a richer, more medium to full-bodied cigar, you will love the Gurkha Ghost Gold. Ecuadorian Habano wrapper, Criollo 97 wrapper, Dominican, Nicaraguan, and USA fillers. When we launched this cigar, the Cigar Dave Alpha Pleasure Fest on the Water in Buffalo mid-August, every box that was available for sale sold out. You will love this cigar. Join the Cigar Dave Officers Club.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial. As a community, we are all recovering from the car fire. We understand the seriousness of this disaster and the frustration of dealing with the insurance companies. Insurance policies can be very difficult to understand. If you have questions about your insurance policy and need help in any way, please feel free to give us a call at 221-0441. This is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial.
Securities offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA and SIPC. Advisory services offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Judy Maxwell, representative. Maxwell Insurance and Financial and Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated are not affiliated. The information presented is intended for educational purposes only. It is not intended to replace the advice of an attorney or a qualified tax professional. This is not an offer or solicitation in any jurisdiction where they are not authorized to do business. Registered branch address, 1378 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California, 96003.
Hey, it's Bad Bob, producer for Free Fire Radio, the very best way to start your day in the North State. Every Monday through Friday from 7 to 9, Carl and Linda Bott bring you what's happening in our community, from politics to entertainment and the issues you care about. If you like what you're hearing, won't you please tell a friend that local live radio is what we're all about? I love my job. Tune in and find out why, right here, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m., on the home of Free Fire Media, KCNR 1460.
Locally owned KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Radio, is also home to local programming and local sports. Mondays at 6 p.m., Radio Wasteland explores the mysteries all around us with a team of researchers who dig deep into the unseen world. Thursdays at 6, it's Chris and Jen Gomez keeping you up on pop culture and entertainment with We're a Little Behind, KCNR, where you also get local high school football, basketball, and, of course, baseball with the Redding Colt 45s. KCNR 1460.
The General resumes hosting maneuvers in 1 minute. Quiet, please. Cigar Dave returns in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Happy humidors, while the general keeps clipping, happy humidors.
Singing the wrong lyrics there.
It's the humidor season,
and cigar day is coming round. Bundles of sticks that he's got by the pound. And when the general passes them round, we're gonna light them up and burn them down.
Yeah, we'll light them up and burn them down.
It's the humidor season and the cigar day. For looking resplendent is gonna bring a stick to every lieutenant. He's the smoking superintendent. So light him up and burn him down.
Yeah, light him up and burn him down.
He sips the best cognac, drives Cadillacs. He stands up when the flag unfurls. He smokes the finest sticks, dates the hottest chicks, the ones we call the harem girls. It's the humidor season,
the holiday season.
So hoop-dee-doo and dickery-date. And don't forget to puff and rotate. When we get together and all I date, we're gonna light them up and burn them down. Got a girl so stacked you'd have a heart attack. She never makes him beg or plead. She ain't no stinking hick. She's a classic chick, known for generosity. It's the humidor season.
The holiday season.
It's, you chicks are starting to tick me off. Great date. And don't forget to puff and rotate. So when we get together and all I take, we're gonna light them up, baby.
Light them up, baby. Light them up and burn them down.
Happy holidays. No, no, no. Happy humidors.
Happy
no. Happy humidors. That's it's not right.
Happy holidays.
Happy humidors to you. Happy humidor. It's humidor. It's humidor.
Happy
humidor. Come on, please.
Happy
that's it. That's it. You chicks aren't getting paid. No Christmas bonus for you.
Frankie Sumat from the Cigar Dave Singers, as we are in the full festive holiday season. And speaking of holidays, in conjunction with Hanukkah that ended last Sunday, we celebrate also a holiday that I created, the Festival of Lightation. And Festival of Lightation ran concurrent with Hanukkah 2018. And let me go through the cigars that I selected, one for each night of the Festival of Lightation. Night number one, we started off with a magnificent cigar. Top shelf all the way, very limited, the Padron Family Reserve, number 85, Maduro. I love the Maduros from Padron. The Naturals are great too, but they're Maduro off the charts. And the Family Reserve 85 was launched to commemorate the 85th birthday of founder and patriarch of the Padron cigar family, Jose O. Padron. Night number two, had to go with a cigar that we, a relatively new cigar that we featured at the Cigar Dave Alpha Pleasure Fest on the water in Buffalo mid-August. The Gurkha Marquesa, using a Sumatra wrapper, Nicaraguan binder and filler, the most Cubanesque of all these cigars that are featured, or that have been released by Gurkha, because every one of their cigars, the packaging is very unique, the cigars are great, but they're not Cubanesque. That's what got Gurkha on the map, just so such unique packaging and their blends. But they wanted to go a little retro. The Marquesa is an absolutely magnificent cigar. Love it. Reasonably priced. Night number three, we already had a cigar number one that was medium to full. The Marquesa number two is more medium plus. Went with a more mild to medium cigar, and that is the Fonseca Classic. Connecticut, USA, shade wrapper, Dominican filler and binder. The Fonseca Classic, night number three. For night number four, had to go with the Rocky Patel Vintage 2006 San Andreas. Beautiful Mexican wrapper, Connecticut binder, Nicaraguan filler, a medium-bodied cigar. And then for night number five, we went with a Connecticut with a lot of flavor. The Drew Estate Undercrown Shade, Ecuadorian Connecticut wrapper, Sumatra binder, Nicaraguan and Dominican filler. Night number six, went with a cigar that we featured in the Officers Club over a year ago from Balmoral. The Balmoral Añejo XO with a sun-grown Brazilian Arapiraca wrapper. Dominican Olor binder, filler from the Dominican, Nicaraguan Esteli, and their exclusive stock-cut Brazilian Matanorte, a beautiful cigar. Balmoral, reasonably priced, going to be in the $8, $9 category. Fabulous cigar. They've launched a whole bunch of new cigars, but very impressive. Night number 7 went with a cigar that was launched at the Cigar Retailers Convention in mid-July of this year, the Alec and Bradley Blind Faith. It was the first time that Alec Rubin and Bradley Rubin, the brothers that Alec Bradley Cigar is named after, created their own blend. Honduran wrapper, Honduran Nicaraguan binder, Nicaraguan filler, fabulous cigar. Very unique taste, impressive packaging, impressive blend. I told Alec and Bradley at the Cigar Retailers Convention, we told them right on camera, they did a magnificent job. And for the final night of the Festival of Lightation 2018, I selected the Davidoff Escurio, beautiful cigar with Brazilian roots, Ecuadorian dark wrapper, Brazilian binder, Brazilian and Dominican filler, a nice medium, very balanced, complex cigar with notes of sweetness and a little bit of spice. So there you have it, the 8 nights of cigars featured during the Festival of Lightation 2018. All right, very quickly here in our remaining couple of minutes, in my hometown of Buffalo, Western New York Theater of Operations, the Erie County Legislature voted on the Erie County Public Health Protection Act. You got to love these acts. They're always coming up with all these, we're here to protect you. And, of course, it's the taxocrats that are always here to protect you, right? They wrapped 3 laws into one. Basically, this new Erie County Public Health Protection Act would prohibit smoking in a vehicle if a child is a passenger. It would prevent lighting up in a bus shelter or around a bus shelter. That would be illegal. And a third, more controversial item, it would make it illegal for drug stores to sell cigarettes, e-cigarette products, cigars, or any other tobacco if they sell drugs or pharmaceuticals. So, for example, CVS, Walgreens, if you go to Wegmans, a supermarket, they have a drugstore there. They dispense prescriptions. It would make it illegal. Just what we need, more of a nanny state. Well, I want to play the 2 cuts. First of all, this is Erie County legislator and the minority leader, Joseph Lorigo, a Republican. He was not pleased at all with this particular law, and he even swipes at how the Dems always come up with these fancy names. The Erie County Public Health Protection Act. It's more like the Erie County Big Government is going to get in your way act. Let's hear what Minority Leader Joseph Lorigo.
We have 3 laws or other laws sitting on the table right now that address each and every one of these topics. Why aren't we voting on them individually? Why do we? This is a question for the sponsors, which we're allowed to do under the new rules.
So we'll just keep it.
Why? Do we put these 3 things together under the Public Health Protection Act? You know, that's one thing that I feel like the other side is great at. You guys name laws really good things. You know, well done. We should get better at that, because how do you vote against the Public Health Protection Act? But that's not what this is. You want to vote against? You want to vote for protecting kids? Let's do that. You want to vote against or vote to get smoking out of bus shelters? Let's do that. You want to regulate small businesses and hurt the poor in the city? Let's talk about that differently.
Well, the taxocrat, Peter Savage, who proposed this law, said that it's important that we regulate public health. This is going to be good for the public health. Well, my feeling is this. How about then? You want to protect the public? No candy, no chips, no snacks, no sodas, no sugary items, no hammers, because somebody could hurt themselves.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. The joy of the Lord, or the affliction of evil, the choice is ours. We choose what kind of life we will live. When we choose to live for God, our life will find its joy and peace in Jesus Christ. The alternative is allowing the chaos of the world to dictate the outcome of our everyday life. Now is the time to choose. I encourage you to choose life, joy, peace, and the eternal love of God. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at TrueLifeReading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Another help wanted sign hanging at the White House. This time it's because Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke is leaving the Trump administration at the end of the month.
The president made the announcement in a Saturday morning tweet, saying Zinke accomplished much during his time at Interior and thanking him for his service. The former Republican congressman from Montana played a leading role in Trump's efforts to roll back environmental regulations and promote domestic energy development. Zinke is facing federal investigations into his travel, political activity, and potential conflicts of interest. Trump says Zinke's replacement will be announced next week. The cabinet post requires Senate confirmation. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Australia has decided to formally recognize West Jerusalem as Israel's capital, but won't move its embassy until there's a peace settlement between Israel and Palestinians. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says Australia would recognize East Jerusalem as Palestine's capital, but only after a settlement's been reached on a two-state solution. A federal judge Friday struck down the Obamacare individual mandate. Law professor and healthcare expert Timothy Jost says while President Trump wants to rewrite the Affordable Care Act, it's actually up to Congress.
I believe that he kind of simple-mindedly thinks that what this means is the Affordable Care Act is no more now. He can rewrite the law. But that is just absolutely not the case. Congress would have to rewrite the law, and Congress could never at this point address all of the problems that this raises.
The Fort Worth judge issued the ruling declaring the individual mandates unconstitutional because Congress removed the fine for failure to comply, which the Supreme Court's 2012 ruling had used as a basis to declare the mandate a tax. News and analysis at townhall.com.
All heard the old adage, timing is everything. This is Nick Grovich, owner of American Federal Rare Coin and Bullion. Here's a story that illustrates the point. A client of mine bought $750,000 worth of numismatic coins from another dealer when the price of gold was under $500 an ounce. I reviewed her collectible coins and suggested that she trade them in for Gold Eagle bullion coins, coins that move up with the price of gold. She decided to hold her coins. When gold hit $1,900, she called me back. Unfortunately, she had collectible coins. I couldn't lock in a price as I could have with bullion coins, so we had a problem finding buyers. Although her timing was great, she wasn't able to cash out. Her coins are now only worth about $350,000, half of what she originally paid. Had she traded them for Gold Eagles, they'd be worth well over $1 million today. Call American Federal at 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694 or AmericanFederal.com.
A Swedish think tank says Russia has emerged as the world's second largest arms producer after the U.S. Correspondent Jeremy House has more on the story from Washington.
Russia surpassed Britain, which had held the spot since 2002 and remains Western Europe's number one arms maker. The Stockholm International Peace Research Institute says in its report of the world's 100 biggest armaments groups that the combined arms sales of Russian companies amounted to $37.7 billion in 2017, or 9.5% of a total of $398.2 billion, recording 8.5% year-on-year growth. The U.S. continued to dominate the list with 42 companies, accounting for 57% of total sales, including the world's largest arms producer, Lockheed Martin. Jeremy House reporting.
Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. A Kansas law meant to ban telemedicine abortions has become entangled in larger court battles over abortion, and the legality of the practice remains in doubt.
A state court judge heard arguments Friday at a pro-abortion group's request to block the new law from taking effect in January. Since October, a Wichita clinic has given women abortion pills and had them consult with an off-site doctor by teleconferencing. The clinic also hopes to offer telemedicine abortions to women in rural areas.
Patrick Frost reporting.
Apple struck a deal with DHX Media to produce new Peanuts content. Global children's content and brands company will develop and produce original programs for Apple, including new series, specials, and shorts based on the beloved cartoon characters. Peanuts was created by Charles M. Schulz back in 1950. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hello, my name is Dan Scott, owner of Eagle Eye Painting. I would like to invite you to take advantage of our winter special. We're offering 10% off all interior work scheduled during December and January. Some of the painting people do range from wall, woodwork, whole house painting, plus cabinet refinishing and staining. Please call us today at 400-5152 or visit our website, danscottpainting.com, and Facebook.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is the place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
Into the world of cigars, spirits, and diversions. The Cigar and Pleasure Friendly Hotlines are open. 877-DAVE-007. Now, fire up a cigar and pour yourself a cocktail. It's time for the General Cigar Dave.
Well, during the holiday season, we are going to consume ample amounts of festive libations, ample amounts of fine cigars, and of course, incredible delicacies. But there is a way that you can partake in one of the delicacies without actually having to eat said delicacy, and I will talk about that in just a few moments. But as always, we strap in for hour number two of the Cigar Dave Show as we unabashedly enjoy great alpha male good life pleasure maneuvers. We don't apologize for working hard. We don't apologize for playing hard. Does not happen any way, shape, or form. So get ready, my fellow alphas, as we enjoy more alpha male good life maneuvers. All right, in the end of the first hour, we talked about what's going on in Erie County, New York, which is the county in which my hometown of Buffalo, New York, happens to reside in. And as always, leave it to the taxocrats. Leave it to the taxocrats to come in and say, we are going to dictate to you how you should live your life. We are going to dictate to you what you can and cannot buy. We are going to dictate where certain products may and may not be sold. I've always said they would have a very difficult time with an outright prohibition of eliminating those of us that enjoy cigars, or any smoking for that matter. So what's the next best thing when you cannot prohibit people from enjoying a certain product? Whether it's alcohol, whether it's cigars, whatever the case may be. Soon it's going to be coffee and it's going to be meat. Mark my words, it's going to happen. What's the next best thing for bureaucrats, enemies of pleasure, and governments to do? Well, we can't prohibit it, but we can make it harder for people to enjoy or find places where they can purchase their products. And we talked about Erie County, New York. They passed the Erie County Public Health Protection Act. Now, think about this for a minute, if you will. The Erie County Erie County Public Health Protection Act. Who are they protecting? What are they protecting? Well, they're protecting, number one, prohibiting people from smoking in a vehicle if there is a child in the car or in the SUV or in the truck. I remember as a kid, my grandfather would have his gold label cigars lit. He was in the wallpaper and paint business. I'd go in the truck with him. Of course, the windows would always be rolled down, so it was no problem. I would just love being around my grandfather. I would just love being around the aroma of those incredible cigars. Loved it. It was a beautiful thing. It still is a beautiful thing. But now all of a sudden, my grandfather's Cigar Abe would be considered a criminal. Ooh, scary, scary, scary. Why? Because he would enjoy his cigars in the truck with the windows open with me in the car or in the truck. It would also make it illegal to light up in or around bus shelters. Okay, fine, no problem. The third most controversial part of the Erie County Public Health Protection Act, it would make it illegal for drug stores or any other store that sells pharmaceutical products, prescription drugs, it would make it illegal for them to sell cigarettes, e-cigarettes, pipe tobacco, or cigars in their stores. And I left off with the remarks of Minority Leader Joseph Lorigo, Republican, who's the legislative, the minority leader. And he basically said that why group this law, why group three different laws into one? And that he basically said that one thing the Democrats do great, the taxocrats, they come up with groups for their supposed laws. The Erie County Public Health Protection Act. Ooh, they're protecting us all. And I stated that it is absolutely ridiculous because it's a slippery slope. Once it starts, once they start prohibiting certain items, mark my words, it just is going to get worse and worse and worse. Guaranteed. They're not going to stop. They're not going to stop until they say, we're going to eliminate meat, we're going to eliminate coffee. Any product we deem to be unhealthy, we're just going to eliminate it. Let me play the legislative chairman, Peter Savage, who proposed this Erie County Public Health Protection Act, what he had to say, because there's a very interesting part of his statement that I will comment on. Again, taxocrat Peter Savage, Erie County legislative chairman up in Buffalo.
Not every piece of every provision of every piece of legislation that I voted on do I 100% agree with. That's what makes law making and law writing difficult. And if you object to a provision of the law and you feel so strongly about a provision of the law, then the remedy is to not support that law. That's our right and our conscience to do so. But there's no question that the issues contained and the provisions contained within this law are related. No question at all. Let me speak directly to the pharmacy bill, which I proudly have introduced going back a couple of years. I agree we shouldn't overregulate business. I do agree with that. But I do also believe that reasonable, narrowly construed restriction in the interest of public health is appropriate.
So he doesn't believe in overregulating business, but something to protect the public health is fine. Okay. Okay, Peter Savage, taxocrat from Erie County, New York. If we're going to make it illegal to sell products that endanger the public health, then why not eliminate from drugstores and supermarkets? Why don't we eliminate any junk food? Why don't we eliminate candy? Any product that contains sugar? Why don't we eliminate potato chips and Fritos and Doritos and popcorn? Why don't we eliminate soda? Oh, mark my words, that's coming. Why don't we eliminate, I was at a drugstore a couple of days ago, and I saw they actually sell hammers and nails. That's dangerous. Why don't we eliminate the sale of hammers and nails? I mean, let's face it. That is a very dangerous item. Somebody could accidentally hit that hammer on their finger, break their finger. We're protecting public health. It is a slippery slope. You could play this game on and on and on and on. I say enough of government intervention. We don't need it. Americans, not all Americans, but many Americans, all us alphas, we're smart enough to make our own decisions. We are smart enough to say, this is what we like. This is what we want to enjoy. Leave us alone. Very, very simple game. And if somebody says they've got a problem with Americans making decisions, my answer to them would be, there is no basis. In fact, if you look at the founding of this country, it was on personal choice. It was on personal freedom. They are taking that away. Why? Because they feel we're just too dumb. We can't make our own decisions. Enough is enough. We're very smart. As alphas, we are incredibly smart. We do not need to be told what to do. Very simple game. End of discussion. Now, one of the things that the enemies of pleasure, the politicians, I guarantee, will want to eliminate. Mark my words, guaranteed, they are going to want to eliminate any junk food. Any food they deem is not healthy, nope, sorry, you're done, you can't have it, it's not going to happen, get out of the way, period, not good for you, we're going to tell you what you can and cannot have. But here's a way that you can enjoy one of the great culinary delicacies in America and in the world. I'm talking about Kentucky Fried Chicken. I'm talking about that great recipe featuring, 11 herbs and spices that Colonel Sanders, Harlan T. Sanders himself, created. That's in a vault somewhere at KFC headquarters in Louisville, Kentucky. Well, here's a way you can enjoy fried chicken without the guilt, without the calories, without the fat. KFC is introducing their limited edition 11 herb and spice KFC fire log that you put in a fire. You put it in where you're going to light a fire during the holidays. You put that log in there, and you will get the unmistakable aroma of walking into a KFC. It's like you are right at that KFC. You will get that incredible aroma. You will be able to enjoy, and your mouth will salivate. The problem is, after you smell the 11 herb and spice KFC fire log, you'll want to go out to KFC and grab a bucket of chicken. No doubt about it. The smell of Colonel's original recipe fried chicken, unmistakable, KFC said, noting it worked with EnviroLog to create the ultimate winter necessity. It's made the environmentalists, they're going to be happy about this. Created with 100% recycled materials, can burn up to 3 hours. However, they should put a warning on the side. It may result in a craving for fried chicken. Put a warning label. Now, I can just see the enemies of pleasure, the food police, saying, wait a minute. This is a secret conspiracy, a secret plot by KFC to get people into the mood, get people craving KFC Kentucky Fried Chicken and going out to buy it. It's a secret illegal plot. Andrea Zahumensky, the chief marketing officer for KFC in the U.S., said, KFC has always been proud of our role in bringing loved ones together at the dinner table around a bucket of our world-famous fried chicken. Now this winter, we're bringing all the things we love, family, friends, and fried chicken, together around the fire with our scented fire log. They're limiting the sale to only 5 one-pound logs per customer.
I have an update.
Update. Sergeant Steve, we have an update.
They
yes.
are sold
update,
out. Please. They sold out within hours.
Already?
Yes, but don't worry.
I was just going to go to the website.
Don't worry. We have secured an ample amount for the Pleasure Palace.
Outstanding. I mean, let's face it. The thought of walking, that smell that you get from KFC. You can get fried chicken at the supermarket or at another store. It's not the same as KFC. It's not the same also when you're eating their mashed potatoes or the coleslaw without the spork, you know, which is the combination fork and spoon. You got to have it, period. If you don't have it, forget about it. Got to have that. So, quite interesting. It is sold out, and the website is, let me go to the website right now, Sergeant Steve. Hold on a second. It is kfcfirelogs.com. And you beat me to the punch because I was going to go and place an order during the show here. Wait a minute. Let's see here. Yep, sold. This is unacceptable. It is so, I can't believe they're sold out already. They're going to make more. There's no doubt about it. Each fire log, 2.5 to 3 hours of that great Kentucky Fried Chicken scent. Oh, I can smell it right now. All right, I know the food police are going to be in a tizzy, but screw them. All right, when we come back, got a couple other items that we will get to. Much more coming your way front and center. I can smell the KFC original 11 herbs and spices, even though there's none at Command Center Alpha.
The General is now on Instagram. Follow him for pictures of the latest cigars, libations, and what he's enjoying during the show.
That could be interesting, and we'll have to block out some faces.
Go to Instagram and search Cigar Day.
Every month, I strive to bring you the best cigars to feature in the Cigar Dave Officers Club. We have had incredible selections. Last month, selection over the top from the world of Davidoff. We have a great selection for December 2018 featuring the Gurkha Ghost Gold. The success and popularity of the original Gurkha Ghost led to the creation of the Gurkha Ghost Gold. Bolder flavor profile. If you prefer a richer, more medium to full-bodied cigar, you will love the Gurkha Ghost Gold. Ecuadorian Habano wrapper, Criollo 97 wrapper, Dominican, Nicaraguan, and USA fillers. When we launched this cigar, the Cigar Dave Alpha Pleasure Fest on the Water in Buffalo mid-August, every box that was available for sale sold out. You will love this cigar. Join the Cigar Dave Officers Club and get great cigars such as the Gurkha Ghost Gold. Go to CigarDave.com, click on Officers Club, $22.95 per month, gets you the latest and greatest in the world of cigars.
America is under attack. Basic freedoms, privileges, and acts that we would normally take for granted are disappearing each day, including the simple ability to enjoy a cigar. This is Glenn Loop, Executive Director of Cigar Rights of America, CRA. At a time when elected officials should be thinking about education, public safety, and creating jobs, they are actually thinking about smoking bans, new taxes, and regulations of historic proportions on premium cigars. The cigars that provide us with pleasure, relaxation, and fellowship are under attack. We have to stop it. That's why Cigar Rights of America was created, to work for a new political day for cigar enthusiasts across America. To roll back restrictive laws and defeat onerous taxes and regulations that impact everyone, from your local cigar shop to your personal humidor. For the price of a few great cigars, be a part of this effort to protect your right to enjoy a cigar without excessive taxation and cumbersome legislation. Go to CigarRights.org. Let's tell the government we've had enough. Join now, CigarRights.org.
I love Paris in the springtime. I love Paris in the fall.
The great chairman of the board, Frank Sinatra.
I love Paris in the winter when it drizzles. I love Paris in the summer when it sizzles.
Well, what an appropriate song to play. Because this week in the City of Lights, Gay Paris, it has been illuminated by cars being set on fire, thousands of protesting yellow vests who are people that earn their living by driving, commute to work. Why are they so ticked off? Because French President Mackie Macron, as I call him, Emmanuel Macron, I just call him Mackie Macron, wanted to raise the gas tax 25 cents, the equivalent of 25 cents per gallon, and 10 cents on diesel. Why? To fight climate change. Meanwhile, the cost of gas in France, in Paris, is $7.06 per gallon. Half of that in taxes. Now think about that for a second. What do we pay here in the U.S.? I just looked. Sergeant Steve, I don't know where you get your gas, but I just saw, I think, what did I see? Like $2.58 a gallon is what I just recently saw. What's the latest?
I filled up at $2.19 yesterday.
Okay, well, so it's roughly, it depends where you go, but $2.19, and I've got to fill up actually right after the show. I've got to fill up. So I will do that. So let's just say $2.25 a gallon. Now, of course, if you live in California, New York State, you're going to pay probably 50 cents a gallon more. But let's just say, hypothetically, $2.50 a gallon as a national average. In France alone, their taxes are over $3.50 a gallon, more than what we pay. Now, think about this. Macron says, we're going to fight climate change, and who's going to get screwed? Who are the people that are going to get screwed, that are going to get nailed? The middle class, the working class. But they don't care because we're here to fight global climate change, which is another total cock and bull fabricated story. Fabricated BS junk science, period. Now, the United Nations came up with a special climate report that calls for, that within 12 years, a carbon tax of $5,500 per ton. That equals $49 per gallon of gas. Can you imagine going in and it would cost you $1,000 to fill up your tank? Who are these idiots at the UN anyway? And then by 2100, the UN says that a carbon tax of $27,000 per ton or $240 per gallon is required so that global warming does not increase more than 1.5 degrees. So can you imagine $240 a gallon? All right, it would cost the average person, what, $4,000 or $5,000 to fill up their tank? Please, didn't we hear this nonsense from Al Boron that said, the earth has got the flu. It is global warming. We got everything's melting within by 2010. Everything's going to be melted. By 2018, these beaches will be gone. And here we are, 2018. Everything's fine. Isn't it amazing? It is absolutely incredible. Never ceases to amaze me. So France is burning over climate change. And the reason I played this song is because I've got some great lyrics. Sergeant Steve, hit that song one more time. I'll give you my first stanza in I Love Paris.
I love
Paris when it's burning.
I love
Paris when it's fried.
I love
Paris when Macron cried.
I love
Paris when it's gone. There you go. I love Paris when it's burning. I love Paris when it's fried. I love Paris when Macron cried. I love Paris when it's gone. I don't know if you saw Macron. He hid like a wussified beta for a week. And then finally comes out looking all contrite and sad like a wussified beta with his head between his tail saying, please forgive me. Let me make it up to you. I'm going to rescind the tax. Please, 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 please. I'm sorry. I won't do it again. It's amazing. President Macron, the guy that said, oh, he's just like Obama all over again. He's a brilliant guy, genius, going after Trump, saying we need a European army. Criticizing Trump because he was the only country, the only smart elected leader to say, we're pulling out of this cockamamie Paris climate change because China and India and all these other countries, they're not abiding by it. But meanwhile, we're reducing our emissions. Screw this. But Macron, want a jacket. Screw the people. Just jacket right to those people that it's going to hurt most. He had a little rude thing coming. His popularity is what, 18%? Mackie Macron, bye-bye, wussified beta.
You need to add some alpha to your Facebook news feed. By following The General, you'll get the latest intel in the world of cigars, info on the show each week, and see what The General is smoking. Click like at facebook.com/CigarDave.
In 1964, José O. Padrón began rolling cigars bearing his name in modest surroundings with one guiding principle. Always focus on quality, never on quantity. Nearly 40 years later, Padron cigars are recognized for their superior taste and majestic construction. The result of Padron controlling all aspects of the cigar-making process, including planting their own seeds, growing and curing their own tobacco, and constantly supervising the rolling room. To Wall Street, it is called vertical integration. To the Padron family, it's called making great cigars. The Padron lines include the Padron 1964 Anniversary Series and the Padron Traditional line. All Padron cigars are wrapped in Nicaraguan sun-grown Habano tobacco, available in natural or maduro. Experience Padron. For your Padron retailer, call 1-800-453-5635. When Padron is on the band, quality is a matter of family honor.
Surgeon General warning. Tobacco use increases the risk of infertility, stillbirth, and low.
Sunday, December 16th, KCNR will be off the air from approximately 3 p.m. until 9 p.m. in order to transition over to our new studio. We apologize for the inconvenience.
What shall we do about them?
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media sound bites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Getting into college doesn't happen magically. You have to take the right classes now, like Algebra 2, Biology, and a Foreign Language. Learn more at knowhowtogo.org.
Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
It's the most wonderful time of the show.
Frankie Sumatra back
when
once again.
The general is gripping a stick for a clipping, and that's when you know it's the most wonderful time of the show. It's the happiest segment of all. With cigar-friendly meetings and long ashes greetings when lieutenants call. It's the happiest segment of all. There'll be cigars for clipping and cognac for sipping from Tampa to San Diego. It's all over the nation. It's cigar lactation. It's right here on your radio. It's the most wonderful time of the show. So go through your selection and choose with affection, 'cause everyone knows it's the most wonderful time of the show.
Frankie Sumatra and the Cigar Dave Singers, they're very busy during this holiday season. We've got them all over the place, opening up for Wayne Newton in Vegas, opening up for the biggest name acts around the world, Vegas, Atlantic City, Indian casinos all over the country. Unbelievable. The fact that we can still get them here on the Cigar Dave Show, a testament to our drawing power. All right, a couple of things. First of all, a very happy birthday to Mama the Brit. That is Mick the Brit's mother, celebrated her birthday, I believe, yesterday. I know Mick the Brit, being a good son, took Mama the Brit out for dinner. So a very happy birthday to Mama the Brit over in London in the UK. And to our own Colonel Ange, celebrating his birthday this coming Wednesday, the colonel in charge of the Western New York Theater of Operations and all pooch pits, grilling, smoking, and barbecuing-related maneuvers, a very happy birthday to Colonel Ange. And I can tell you one thing. It may be snowing. It may be incredibly frigid next Wednesday in Buffalo. I don't know. Could be 10 degrees, could be 40, could be minus 50. But I do know one thing. The Pooch Pit will be open for business because Colonel Ange is not deterred by rain, sleet, snow, drizzle, scorching heat. The elements do not bother Colonel Ange. So a very happy birthday to Colonel Ange. I'm sure Mrs. Colonel Ange Rita and Private G will be cooking up a very special feast for Colonel Ange. Give Colonel Ange one day of respite in the Pooch Pit. So.
Isn't that why the Pooch Pit's open? Isn't that why the Pooch Pit's open?
Why is that?
Because Mrs. Colonel Ange is cooking dinner.
Well, that's true. Yes, yes. Mrs. Colonel Ange Rita will be the first to acknowledge, not one of the better-known culinary chefs in the country. However, maybe she'll make a reservation somewhere. Or take out. Uber Eats. One of the three, you can't go wrong. But give Colonel Ange a break. So happy birthday to Colonel Ange and Mama the Brit. Speaking of Brits, the name is Bond, James Bond. Now, when you think about James Bond, you think about somebody who's suave, debonair, confident, astute, well-dressed, well-groomed. In fact, it's like I'm describing myself here. But James Bond, Agent 007, loves the ladies, loves the libation, loves the action and excitement, loves his cigar. Well, the current James Bond, not so much. There's only one James Bond, Sean Connery. Hello, I'm Sean Connery. Whenever I travel around the globe, I bring my Citibank Visa card. I never leave home without it. The great Sean. Today, Sean Connery could still play 007. But a study that was done, I see this, a researchers from the University of, that great, well-known institution, the University of Otago in New Zealand, published a paper in the Medical Journal of Australia claiming that the great James Bond, the name is Bond, James Bond 007, is a severe alcoholic. Do the researchers know that James Bond is a fictional character? It's a movie, a book, fictional character. They say he has a severe drinking problem and should seek help, arguing in a new paper titled License to Swill. How creative. Not License to Kill. License to Swill. The researchers wrote, and I quote, "There is strong and consistent evidence that James Bond has a chronic alcohol consumption problem at the severe end of the spectrum." Great. The MI6 can go send him to the Betty Ford Center to get rehabbed. Are you kidding me? And their basis, they're saying that during the 6 decades James Bond has been on the big screen, a drink touched the secret agent's lips 109 times at an average of 4.5 times per movie. Now, can you imagine these researchers actually who've got nothing better to do actually sat there and said, okay, we're going to watch all these movies, and every time he takes a drink, yep, we're going to mark it down. Can you see them just sitting there with their little pen and their clipboard saying, oh, there's one. Oh, he just took another sip. There's two. He's a severe alcoholic. Yep, there's three. Oh, let's get the women's temperance movement involved with James Bond. Somebody had to watch every one of those movies to count the fact that he took a drink 109 times. And they say that James Bond's biggest binge was in the 2008 Bond movie Quantum of Solace, where he downed six Vesper martinis. And they say that would put his blood alcohol level at 0.36, well into the range that can be fatal. Now, he didn't drink all six at one time throughout the course of a 2.5-hour movie. Do they not understand it is fiction? Do these researchers who have no life get the fact that it is make-believe? And they say that when he drinks, Bond engages in risky behavior like having sex with enemies, sometimes with guns or knives in bed. Oh, oh, the humanity. You know what? I got to bring it is. We've got to bring out the master thespian.
And now we bring you another wussified beta teaching moment from the world's greatest alpha, Master Thespian, Sir Davidus Generalis.
Oh, James Bond, 007, agent for MI6. The man is a lush. When he drinks his Vespa martinis, Bond engages in risky behavior, such as having sex with enemies, even with guns or knives in bed. Oh, my heavens, the outrage. Oh, the humanity. James Bond smashing up cars and yielding guns, jumping from planes, risky behavior everywhere. Please, James, I implore you, sir. Oh, great 007, oh, great MI6 agent, please. Please seek help. Please seek guidance and assistance and check into the Betty Ford Center immediately. Should you require one more Vespa Martini, we shall provide you. However, please, please abstain from martinis, from alcohol, and for that matter, bodacious, beautiful women, and by golly, please, please, no weapons. Trade in your gun. Trade in your gun for an olive branch. And there, my friends, you have it. Ay, ay, ay. These people, the mere fact that they spent time on this is so ridiculous. They say that the authors, the researchers, suggested that Bond's workplace, MI6, should become a responsible employer and offer James Bond support services and change its own workplace drinking culture. Sure, can you imagine James Bond walking in his tuxedo, cigar in hand, beautiful women into a casino saying, I'll have a Coke, please. Or, I'll have a glass of milk. Yeah, I don't think so. Sorry, James Bond, milk, Coke, water, orange juice, not going to do it. Not going to do it. Further, they say that MI6 management needs to redefine Bond's job to reduce his stress levels. More field support and a stronger team approach are needed so that his duties do not weigh as heavily upon him. Here's what's... Now, first of all, think about this for a second. The name of the movie in the series is James Bond. It's not James Bond and Team or MI6 Team. It's James Bond. The character, the central character, the main character, the primary character is James Bond. The name is Bond, not his team. The fact that these researchers would actually write this drivel and say, we need to reduce his stress levels. Have a team approach. We can't have somebody being just singularly the star and the lead. Have a team approach. Maybe become a responsible employer. Change the drinking culture. Don't reimburse James Bond for any alcoholic beverages. Here's what's even more disturbing. This particular article that was in the Medical Journal of Australia won first prize in the Medical Journal of Australia's Christmas competitions, which they submit quirky studies. But the mere fact that anybody would sit there and say, James Bond drank 106 times in, I don't, what is there, 25 movies, 20, whatever it is, and that we need to eliminate his drinking. I mean, six drinks in one movie, that could kill him. Please, enough already. This is the lunacy that we're now seeing from the enemies of pleasure. They're taking a fictional movie character, somebody universally, I don't care if you are a big movie goer or not, everybody knows Bond. If you say 007, people say, oh yeah, James Bond. Or the correct way should be Bond, James Bond. Everybody knows who James Bond is around the world. Ubiquitous name. No ifs, ands, or buts. Now, here's some things these researchers may want to consider. The good part about consuming libations in moderation. Researchers found in a study involving Harvard University that tracked more than 21,000 men and women living in Italy for 6 years, that moderate consumption of alcohol, a glass of wine a day, means a lower risk of hospitalization and of suffering heart disease. They are less likely to be admitted to hospitals than teetotalers. It found that teetotalers were 11% more likely to end up being hospitalized compared with those who drank a small amount of alcohol every day, equivalent to one 125 milliliter glass of wine every day. Now think about this. We've seen this. We know that alcohol is, the effect of alcohol on the body in moderation tends to make the blood vessels more flaccid, not brittle. And we have...
Winter is coming. At least that's what the calendar says, and the nights are getting cooler. So you don't want to put off having your monitor or Toyotomi heater and water heater serviced, and SST Oil are the people to call today at 241-1167. Stay warm and cozy when the temperature drops by having that system checked and fresh fuel delivered. SST Oil delivering to our firefighters, and they'll bring that same dedication to your home. SST Oil, Wyndham Lane and Reading, 241-1167.
What does it take to be called the best of the North State? More importantly, what does it take to be called the best in the North State 12 years in a row? It takes a business ownership, management, and staff that work together to let their customers know that they're not just customers, they're family. Since 1982, Orchard Nutrition Center has held to that commitment. Their commitment to bring to you the best possible products at the lowest possible prices. To never buy closeouts, overstocks, outdated, improperly formulated, or otherwise stressed merchandise. To provide you with a trained professional staff to help you make the right product decisions for the health of you and your family. To listen, to respond, and to always say thank you. Because we realize that we're all in this together. What does it take to be called the best in the North State 12 years in a row? It takes you. Thank you. From everyone at Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Officers Club. For just $22.95 a month, you'll receive three premium cigars in a customized Ziploc Cigar Dave's pouch. To join, go to CigarDave.com.
Hi, this is Rocky Patel. If you're a beginner, or if you just enjoy a great mild cigar like I do in the morning, I suggest you try the Vintage 99. This 7-year-old Connecticut wrapper delivers a creamy, mild, smooth flavor. It's very, very balanced on your palate, and it absolutely is delightful. Tons of flavor, a perfect draw, and an incredible ash. This cigar is smooth. It will entice you to enjoying more and more of the Vintage 99s. It's just a nice, great, balanced, smooth cigar. Look for it, the oldest Connecticut shape in the market today. I'm Rocky Patel, and I promise you, nobody works harder than we do to make you a great quality cigar. Come visit us at RockyPatel.com.
Surgeon General warning, cigar smoking can cause cancer and heart disease.
The Cigar Dave Show is available 24/7, 365 via the Cigar Dave mobile app for Android, iPhone, as well as Amazon Kindle. You don't need to be in front of a radio. You just need to have your mobile device ready to go. And you can listen to me take on the enemies of pleasure. Talk about the alpha male good life as we talk cigars, spirits, diversions, grilling, everything associated with the alpha male good life. So go download the Cigar Dave mobile app today, presented by Diamond Crown. And you can listen to the show live noon to 2 Eastern time anywhere around the world. And as soon as the show is done, we run a continuous loop. The show is also available on demand, also our Twitter feed, Facebook feed, and the ability for you to record a message and send it directly to us. So go right now, if you've got an Android, an iPhone, or the Amazon Kindle, go and download the Cigar Dave mobile app presented by Diamond Crown. Never miss a minute of a Cigar Dave show with the Cigar Dave mobile app.
Hold it right there. Cigar Dave is back in 2 minutes. The General resumes hosting maneuvers in 1 minute. Quiet, please. Cigar Dave returns in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Have a holly jolly Christmas. It's the best time of the year. I don't know if there'll be snow, but have a cup of cheer. Have a holly jolly Christmas.
A great Johnny Mathis. And we wish all of you a Merry Christmas. Holiday season full upon us. Hanukkah concluded. Christmas up next, followed by New Year's maneuvers. And next week, Sergeant Steve, that is correct. We'll be conducting our Happy New Year champagne and sparkling wine tasting show. We're going to run that over the next couple of weeks. Reason being, we do get some preemptions with football, so we're going to run it both weeks, and many people say, hey, General, I heard you talk about this, but I didn't write it down. We're going to have a PDF of all the wines, or sparkling wine and champagne selections, so you can go into your wine store. We're going to guide you, everything you need to know. We'll have the whole crew. Sergeant Steve, last year, what did we do? I think we did, like, what, 18 or something like that in terms of champagnes and sparkling wines?
That's about right. Yeah, that was about what we did. Yeah. I think we're going to top that this year.
We're going to try to break it, and we've got the Princess Debbie, who will be joining us, conducting some special libationary maneuvers, Sommelier Dave, the whole crew, so that should be good. All right. Meat. America runs on meat. Beef. It's what's for dinner. except if you live in a vegan house where you look sickly and, you know, your skin is like kind of loose and you've got that whitish, almost ghost-like color to it. But America runs on meat. Well, researchers at Oxford University, another reason why I wanted to have Mick the Brit on, but Mick the Brit, busy with Mama the Brit's birthday celebration weekend, researchers at Oxford University wanted to determine the level of tax needed to offset the health care costs of eating red meat and processed meat. Now, I don't eat processed meat anymore. I got rid of all the processed meat, but I eat a lot of meat. Since I lost a lot of weight a couple of years ago, I've refined my diet. I'll have butter. I'll have olive oil. I'll have meat. I'll have fish. I try to eat clean, meaning I don't anything that's got more than like one ingredient. When I mean one ingredient, like if you look at the side of a package of soup or anything you buy in the store and there's like 48 ingredients with all these chemicals, I try to stay away from that. That I just stay away from. But meat, yeah. I had a nice sirloin for dinner last night. Tonight I'm going to have some nice veal. Love meat. Healthy. Good. But researchers now at Oxford University, they want everybody to become vegan. They calculated the increasing the cost of red meat by 14% and processed meat by 79% would prevent the deaths of nearly 6,000 people and save the British National Health Service over $1.4 billion annually. It would mean a packet of sausages, which is about 2.5 pounds, which I think is about $3.50, would rise to like $6. A filet steak would go from 5.5 pounds to $6.27. So you're looking at probably $6.50 to like $7.75. The World Health Organization has classified beef, lamb, and pork as carcinogenic when eaten in processed form. And I like how they say this, probably cancer-causing when consumed unprocessed. So wait a minute, if I have a steak, then all of a sudden now it probably is not science. The lead researcher said nobody wants governments to tell people what they can and can't eat. However, our findings make it clear that the consumption of red and processed meat has a cost, not just to people's health and the planet, but also to the healthcare systems and the economy. So here's the deal. They first come after your meat. Then they say, well, you know what, chicken and turkey, that's got a cost too, because, again, we're using look at the greenhouse gases, and that's another excuse they're using, saying, oh, greenhouse gases, global warming, got to eliminate this. They just don't like the fact that we are carnivores. They think everybody should subscribe to their diet, to becoming a vegetarian or a vegan. Sorry, this is the same group that also called for a sugar tax to be introduced a couple of years ago, saying it would bring significant health benefit. Now, I've cut out a lot of sugars. I'll occasionally have something, but I am way down in the number of sugars. But I didn't need government to tell that to me. I don't want government telling that to me. I'll make up my own decision on what I want to eat when I want to eat it, period. Now, I like steak, but I can tell you one thing. I'm a little bit leery about eating steak grown in a lab. For the first time, an Israeli startup called Aleph Farms. Aleph is the first letter of the Hebrew alphabet. Aleph Farms, which got its start from a food giant that owns Sabra. They make hummus. They're a big investor. Said they have produced the world's first lab-grown steak. Based on photos and video, the thin but steak-like cut of beef is a big milestone toward eventually making meat without slaughter that is ready for people to eat. Now, the initial products, they said, are thin, but the technology they developed marks a big breakthrough in producing a cell-grown steak. I'm looking at this thing. It is looks like a flank steak, real thin. I don't want a test tube. I want a piece of steak from a cow. I don't want my steak grown in a test tube, but I want my steak. All right, hope you enjoyed today's edition of the Cigar Dave Show. The General, Cigar Dave, saying, may your humidor always be full. May your cutter always be sharp. Sharp. May your ash be extra, extra long. Semper Delectatio, always pleasure. Long live the Alpha. Make America great again. Make masculinity great again. Screw the enemies of pleasure. Screw the vegans. Screw the vegetarians. Screw those that want to take away my right to enjoy a big juicy steak, a nice cigar, a nice glass of wine or a glass of scotch, or any product I deem I want to consume.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. the joy of the Lord, or the affliction of evil. The choice is ours. We choose what kind of life we will live. When we choose to live for God, our life will find its joy and peace in Jesus Christ. The alternative is allowing the chaos of the world to dictate the outcome of our everyday life. Now is the time to choose. I encourage you to choose life, joy, peace, and the eternal love of God. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com, I'm Ron DeRockstra. It wasn't on his schedule, but President Trump made an unannounced visit to Arlington National Cemetery today.
Like a record rainfall.
A steady rain fell on Arlington National Cemetery as President Trump walked through the rows of white tombstones, listening to and chatting with a tour guide. He made the visit during an annual event in which holiday wreaths are laid to honor the sacrifices made by veterans and their families. The trip also comes about a month after Trump's planned visit to an American World War I cemetery in France was scuttled due to poor weather. Critics also called him out for not visiting Arlington National Cemetery on Veterans Day after his return to Washington that weekend. Trump says he's backing a plan to expand the cemetery so it can continue to hold burials for decades to come.
We'll get it done. They need it.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
After announcing he's temporarily filled his vacant chief of staff position by tapping Mick Mulvaney to take over from John Kelly, President Trump says Ryan Zinke's leaving his post as Interior Secretary. Just days before the deadline to sign up for health care in 2019, a federal judge ruled the Affordable Care Act invalid.
Obamacare remains in effect while appeals are happening, but President Trump, who campaigned on repeal and replace, tweeted Congress should pass a new health care act.
It's a huge loss for the American people. So if President Trump sees this as a victory, that's very unfortunate.
Law professor and health care expert Timothy Joe says because the Affordable Care Act covers so many aspects of health insurance, for those getting it themselves or from their employers, this ruling affects almost every American.
The protections of the Affordable Care Act extend to every form of insurance coverage.
Jost predicts it will go to the Supreme Court, which will uphold Obamacare. I'm Julie Walker.
More at townhall.com.
Larry Elder here. In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone at any time. When it's your time, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For my personal protection, I attended a training at FrontSight, the world's premier firearms training facility located near Las Vegas. And through our personal relationship with FrontSight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, we've arranged for you and your family to train there too, free of charge. That's right. It's true. It's free. On your computer browser, enter FrontSight.com/Larry to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course, absolutely free of charge, with no hidden surprises or catches. Enter FrontSight.com/Larry, and after your first course at FrontSight, you're going to leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population. Guaranteed. Nobody does it better than FrontSight, but you must act before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at FrontSight.com/Larry. That's FrontSight.com/Larry.
Mexico's new government has detailed plans to build an oil refinery in the home state of President Andrés Manuel López Obrador.
In addition to building the new facility, the oil-producing country intends to renovate six others as Mexico attempts to lower its dependence on imported fuel. Mexico's energy minister says the country will import 80% of its gasoline needs this year because existing refineries work on average at 38% of capacity due to a lack of maintenance and investment. She says the national oil company Pemex should be able to meet 70% of Mexico's gasoline needs.
Jeremy House reports López Obrador has said his government will spend an extra additional $3.65 billion next year on Pemex, which has seen its crude extraction plummet to levels not seen in years. You can always check out more breaking news and read more analysis. They're both at townhall.com. Salt Lake City gets the green light to bid for the Winter Olympics, most likely for 2030, in an attempt to bring the games back to the city that hosted in 2002 and provided the backdrop for the U.S. winter team's ascendance into an international powerhouse.
The Olympic Committee said Friday it was selecting Utah's capital, which stood out as a predictable slam dunk pick in a process that also included Denver and Reno, Nevada. With venues still in place, some of them upgraded from the 2002 game, Salt Lake claims it can host again at a lower cost than other candidates, which aligns with the International Olympic Committee's new blueprint for the Games. It's almost a certain bet that the bid will be for 2030, though the USOC left open the possibility for other dates. Patrick Foss reporting.
A nuclear test reactor that can melt uranium fuel rods in seconds is running again after nearly a quarter century shutdown as U.S. officials try to revamp a fading nuclear power industry. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Ready to make more money, break more ground, and achieve more of your life's goals? With free tuition at Shasta College, now is your chance to get more out of life. We all know that education is the key to a bigger paycheck and a brighter future, and Shasta College is committed to providing the best in affordable, accessible higher education that opens more doors. Whether you're looking to transfer to a bachelor's degree program, complete a professional degree, or secure a certification in a high-demand field, there's never been a better time to start demanding more. Shasta College grads are building more businesses, saving more lives, and attending more four-year universities, and with more programs and classes to choose from, what more could you ask for? Well, since you asked, if you're a first-time full-time student, the Shasta Promise Program will cover your entire tuition for the first year. That's right, your Shasta College tuition is free. A new semester starts soon. Enroll now before the class time you want is gone. Start getting more out of your future today. Visit shastacollege.edu/apply or call 530-242-7500 to enroll now. Shasta College, more possibilities.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge with Brad Dacus.
Did you know that it is constitutional for students to sing religious Christmas songs in public schools? Well, it is, so long as the religious songs are balanced with secular Christmas songs. Visit pji.org and download our free guide, Christmas Q&A.
Stay informed on religious freedoms. Receive our weekly email newsletter, The Legal Insider, at pji.org.
408-7669. A lot to report as we skid right into Christmas. One other full week left after this, so the Thursday edition begins now.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three. Number three.
It is almost certain that Democrats will field the largest list of presidential contenders that Democrats ever have. And that's all going to begin now. 2020 is now. So who is best positioned to challenge President Trump?
2020, dozens of Dems. I'm literally dozens of Dems line up to take on the president after 2 years in office. By the way, his approval rating stands at 46%, despite the unprecedented political headwinds. I'll bring you inside the numbers.
Number two.
Looks to me like he's serious as four heart attacks and a stroke. I mean, he's not bluffing. If I were playing poker with him right now and I didn't have the cards, I'd fold, man. He's not bluffing.
The brawl for the wall. That, according to Senator John Kennedy, this president's going to go to the wall to do it. There's a sprint to Christmas with nothing but shutdown staring us right in the face. What's been done already at the border? The landowner hurdles that remain. And now a network fact-checked the president but forgot to get the facts first.
Number one.
Well, you know, anytime a former lawyer of yours goes to jail, it's probably not a good day, but I've yet to see any evidence coming from Mr. Cohen of collusion, and that's what started the Mueller investigation to begin with.
He got 3 years. Cohen convicted, sentenced, and soon to be jailed. What does it mean and not mean for the president? Plus, I'll tell you how General Michael Flynn was set up by Peter Strzok teams and Mr. McCabe, the FBI, and how one judge might just take the general's side. Well, Jonathan Turley, welcome back.
Thank you very much.
Will you take this case?
I will have this cup passed from my lips, but it's not a bad case.
All right. So 3 years, Michael Cohen's got to feel pretty good about that. But most people care more about what it means for the president. He pleaded the sentence stems from 8 federal charges that he pled guilty to in August, including campaign finance violations in a scheme to pay off women who had alleged affairs with the president of the United States. Where does this go?
Well, that's a very good question. I think it's an overly generous sentence by the judge. I was quite surprised. I would have put him at the top of that sentence range. He's an officer of the court. His criminal conduct was extensive. I'm still mystified as to how he got a cut down to 36 months. But the biggest threat, I think, for the White House is one sentence in the filings from last week where Mueller says that Cohen has given information that he was communicating with people in the White House during 2017 and 2018. That's the period where he was giving false information to Congress. Now, if Cohen is prepared to say that he coordinated false statements with anyone in the White House, that would be very serious. And, you know, that would also explain why Mueller departed from the prosecutors in New York and actively sought to protect Cohen from the longer sentencing.
Yeah, because he's still going to cooperate even though he's in jail, right?
Oh, he certainly is, and he can come back and ask for a further cut down. So there's still a sort of Damocles sword dangling over his head. I mean, he has the ability to cooperate further. And the question is, why was Mueller so enamored with Cohen when the New York prosecutors thought that he deserved little benefit from his cooperation?
Right, in the sentencing recommendations, but not the ultimate sentence, which is in the hands of one judge.
That's right, and he put him below the range proposed by the prosecutors. I think that the judge just simply went with Mueller and said, Mueller says he's cooperating, that's good enough for me. What's really disturbing is that just the five-year period, the maximum period, itself was already a cutdown. I mean, if you had gone to the original counts he was charged with, he could have been looking at decades in prison. So he's walking away with a very light sentence given his criminal conduct.
So, Jonathan, if I hire you and to do this, and you and I say, hey, listen, pay off Stormy Daniels' attorney, or do this David Pecker's deal with the National Enquirer, and you don't want to do it, you don't have to do it, right? You could say, well, I'm his lawyer. I mean, who is he out here? You could turn around and recommend this this action, or I could tell you to do this action. Does it matter what happened?
It does. I mean, I was left rather cold, obviously, by Cohen's performance as the repentant sinner. I thought it sounded like Blanche DuBois from The Streetcar Named Desire, where he's always relied on the kindness of strangers. And, you know, at first he relied on Trump, then he relied on Mueller, and ultimately he relied on this judge. But throughout this narrative was this idea that he was someone who was undone by his loyalty to an evil man, in this case, President Trump. That doesn't wash. I mean, he made millions selling access and influence with Trump. He cashed in as a thug. Now, that doesn't relieve Trump of responsibility. He hired this guy. This guy never was a good lawyer, and that bears some responsibility. But I thought that Cohen's act was rather unconvincing, but apparently the judge thought it was convincing.
Yeah, I mean, do you walk in as a judge not having made up your mind, waiting to hear that statement?
No. You know, most of the times that I've seen what could be a change made from the hearing is when a defendant shows no remorse or really does something that shows that he's not at all repentant. Judges generally go in there with a good idea of where they're going to put your client on that scale. I was surprised to hear that Cohen was surprised. Some of the reporters in the room said that they thought Cohen was devastated by the news, which is astonishing. They actually think that Cohen was still hoping for no jail time.
So he's even worse lawyer.
On the delusional.
Yeah. So he's a worse lawyer than we even thought. I mean, if there's anyone who shouldn't be clueless, yeah, it should be the attorney in New York and the Southern District of New York. So I don't want to play.
Well,
go ahead.
Yeah. But you know, he's always been a dreadful lawyer.
I know you've said that from in the past, even before this popped up. So here's one portion of what Andy McCarthy said, former U.S. District Attorney. What happened here is the judge accepted the guilty plea, but that it's not binding on President Trump. So if he was ever charged, he would have the opportunity to argue that this is not a campaign contribution. So that meaning if Trump was ever charged. Cohen's concession on that point is not binding on the president in any way. He was surprised that all these politicians and so-called attorneys are acting like the president's going down. He didn't see that.
No, I think there's no question that Trump has a defense on campaign finance violations, but I would be very cautious on this point. I think this is a very serious problem for the president. On this evidence, he can be charged with a federal felony. This is probably stronger than the John Edwards case. It doesn't mean that it's a lead pipe cinch. It doesn't mean that he can't argue these defenses. I think the defense he raised today that he was relying on his lawyer is not a bad one with regard to Stormy Daniels. Because there, you know, his lawyer says we can do an NDA, a non-disclosure agreement, and, you know, this will all go away. I think it's a much more difficult argument to make with the McDermott payment.
McDougal.
They went through this convoluted process of bringing in David Pecker, who himself lied repeatedly and admitted yesterday that this was all about the campaign, that it was all designed to protect the president from the campaign. That's a much more rather concerted and complicated effort to conceal these payments. So I think that with Stormy Daniels, the president has a stronger argument than I think with the McDermott case.
McDougal,
bloody hell. Sorry about that.
I know. No problem. So that's the issue. Now, here's the other thing. I'm running for office. I want anything. I don't want a bad business deal coming forward. I don't want X, Y, and Z. I don't want Reverend Wright coming forward if I'm termed Reverend. So I might go up to the Reverend and I'd say, hey, listen, how about $100,000 just to stop talking, giving interviews about me? I need to win an office. Is that legal?
It depends on how the money is paid. If it's a campaign donation, it brings you up to the same issue. I do think that his strongest argument is that, look, not only is this embarrassing as a married man, but I was also a television personality, and I could very well end up back as a television personality. None of this is good for my career, and so I was relying on my attorney to make it go away. I think that is a plausible defense, and you only need one juror to accept it. But where this is serious is twofold. One, if there's enough here to get an indictment, and anyone
who
doesn't think that's fooling themselves.
On
and
who?
Second.
On the president.
On Trump. On a federal election violation. There's enough here to get an indictment. I think grand jury would give it to the prosecutors. Doesn't mean he's going to get convicted. The more important danger is what I call secondary crimes. I'm really not that worried about the federal election crime. It's usually a civil matter. He's got some defenses. It's not a strong case right now. What he needs to be worried about are secondary crimes. If Mueller has any evidence that there was an effort to conceal this first crime, to encourage people to give false statements, those are the much more serious crimes that could endanger this presidency.
Gotcha. Now, I want to bring you to Lieutenant General Michael Flynn. It turns out this judge wants to make sure that he sees all the documents that they have on Flynn, everything that he did wrong, and how they went about getting him into a plea deal. Because there's a sense that maybe he was coerced into not getting a lawyer and was misinformed about what this conversation with the FBI investigator, which might have been McCabe and Strzok, for goodness sakes. So Judge Sullivan, who's assigned to Flynn's case, is demanding to see the FBI summary of the 302 report about the ambush Flynn interview, according to a new court filing. Flynn was told not to have his lawyer with him, and soon after the FBI agents began to question him, he realized he was being ambushed over phone calls to Ambassador Kislyak. The FBI agents who ambushed General Flynn on that day didn't write their 302 reports on those interviews until 7 months later on August 22nd. The judge doesn't like the way this thing adds up. Does Jonathan Turley?
No, I don't. I actually have spent years practicing in front of Judge Sullivan. He's a very respected judge. He knows his way around these investigations. In fact, he and I have dealt with 302s in so many hearings I can't even count. So he's very familiar with this. A lot of this doesn't fit quite right. It's very rare to have 302s written on anything other than a contemporary basis. That's their point, is the agents go back and they write it up. This is the contemporary record of what they just did. It sort of defeats the purpose to do this months later. But a couple of things to keep in mind. One is they weren't required to give Flynn Miranda because he was not in custody. So they didn't have to warn him. If you lie to us, it can be a criminal charge. But what's curious here is how aggressive they were, as laid out in these 302s. You know, they went in saying that they weren't going to let him know if there was any discrepancy. They'd let him sort of hang himself. They went in with this encouragement not to get a lawyer. He took this as a sort of a matter of fact, sort of housekeeping meeting. He was in the blind. Now, should he have been? I mean, is he the last guy in Washington to believe we're the government, we're here to help you? You know, he should have seen this. I mean, he should have realized this was more of a threat than it was. But ultimately, he didn't deny having the meeting. He simply says that he didn't recall the sanctions portion of what was raised by the Russian.
Yeah, he didn't deny he talked to Kislyak.
Yeah, and the original investigators apparently did not believe that he was intentionally lying. So that's what makes this all sort of troubling.
Yeah, you think so? It destroyed his life, his reputation. He had to move out of his house, cop a plea, couldn't work for a year. And now he's just trying to get his life back and avoid prison, which, of course, I think he will. 0 to 6 months when you recommend zero as a sentencing. We don't expect him to get anything but probation. So this was a casual conversation over a guy who was basically volunteering to become a national security advisor. This has always bothered me. They caught him in an unguarded situation. And James Comey bragging about the fact that in previous administrations under Obama and Bush, they never would have let that happen. And he bragged about that behind closed doors earlier in this week. So I got a huge problem. I feel terrible for Flynn. Real quick, Jonathan.
Well, I do think that, by the way, that Mueller's recommendation for zero time is sort of laughable. He would never have gotten time. I can't imagine as a first offender that he would have been sentenced to anything other than zero jail time.
Thanks so much. Jonathan Turley, he is now eligible for the Christmas party, which he missed this week because he is a Fox News contributor again. Jonathan, thanks.
Thanks. Bye.
Call's coming up now. 1-866-408-7669. We'll talk about that and so much more. Brian Kilmeade Show.
Giving you everything you need to know. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-6934 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-6934. Again, that's 800-318-6934.
This holiday season, give yourself the gift of extra money in your pocket when you consolidate your credit cards with LightStream. LightStream believes that people with good credit deserve a great interest rate and no fees. You can get a credit card consolidation loan from 6.14% APR with AutoPay. much lower than the national average credit card interest rate of 19% APR. Plus, your rate is fixed, so as rates continue to rise, your low rate won't budge. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000. You can even get your funds as soon as the day you apply. Apply today to save even more with an additional interest rate discount. The only way for my listeners to receive this special discount is to go to Lightstream.com/Kilmeade. That's Lightstream.com/KILMEADE. Subject to credit approval, rate includes 0.50% autopay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit Lightstream.com/Kilmeade for more information.
Sunday, December 16th, KCNR will be off the air from approximately 3 p.m. until 9 p.m. in order to transition over to our new studio. We apologize for the inconvenience.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant the third Friday of each month in the 8 a.m. hour here on locally owned KCNR.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
While serving in Iraq, Sergeant Jason Nielsen suffered a paralyzing injury. Paralyzed Veterans of America's service officers are trained to help injured veterans get all the benefits they've earned. To help paralyzed veterans, visit pva.org.
KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
From Fox News Talk, here's another sound memory.
Radio commercials have been in our popular culture since 1922, but the decades of the 50s and 60s provided iconic performers hawking all kinds of products, like Buddy Holly for Olympia Beer.
Gently in your thoughts you run through the wind and rain, you chase the sun.
For Kellogg's.
Kellogg's. Stay tuned to hear more sound memories on Fox News Talk. He'll make your head spin. It's Brian Kilmeade.
You're going to have 30, 40 Democrats running, and what they're all going to do is run to as far left as they can go, because that's how you're going to get the nomination. Vice President Biden is not, you know, the far left progressive candidate, but he's going to face a bunch of far left progressive candidates. He'll be dragged that way, and the voters will insist that he go that way to get their votes.
And it'll change the type of candidate he is. Maybe at 80-something years old or 78, he won't change. He's going to decide over the weekend, they said, right after the holidays, if he'll run or not. Julian Castro looks like he's in. Does anyone care? Who told him he's relevant? I've not heard him say anything of worth yet. He's a congressman. He was going to, obviously, they were looking at him as a number two. Julian Castro with the twin brother, Texas Democrat. Good luck with that. Tom Steyer is posting job listings on LinkedIn. He looks like he wants to run. We know about Bloomberg was in Iowa. You have Cory Booker virtually in. John Delaney declared. Eric Swalwell, a congressman, which I give him credit for coming on Fox News pretty regularly, but not much of what he said, I think, is national platform status. Mike Bloomberg, Elizabeth Warren is setting up shop. She's got an office space. Bernie Sanders says he has not made up his mind yesterday with Bret Baier. I sense he is probably 80% in. And I think that Beto O'Rourke is the most formidable right now because he can honestly say, I almost won in Texas. Maybe I can win over some moderates in America. And he's got charisma and presence. I'm not saying his resume is good or strong, but I think his approach is the right approach. That whole firebrand Cory Booker insurrection is not going to work. Joe Biden, I think he lost his fastball, curve, slider, sinker, everything. Mike Bloomberg, I do see him as a national name. I see him as a national, if the Democrats win, I see him having a national platform, whether Secretary of Treasury or something like that. Man, he'd probably be great at that, but I don't see it. In terms of the president, right now he's got 46% approval rating. Considering the Mueller probe, the types of pressures on him from every network are subtle, and the cable networks were extreme, I'm stunned at that number. You would think he'd have Emmanuel Macron numbers of 26%. It's stunning that he's doing so well. The economy has a lot to do with it. 47% of the country says it is excellent. Over 50% said it's good. And let's see what happens. If this Mueller probe can get over, the president could actually govern. That would be an interesting thing. Also, how this border wall ends up will also have a thumbs up or thumbs down on his third year.
Hello, my name is Dan Scott, owner of Eagle Eye Painting. I would like to invite you to take advantage of our winter special. We're offering 10% off all interior work scheduled during December and January. Some of the painting people do range from wall, woodwork, whole house painting, plus cabinet refinishing and staining. Please call us today at 400-5152 or visit our website, danscottpainting.com, and Facebook.
When you need assistance applying for veteran benefits, consider utilizing the Shasta County Veteran Service Office. Our veteran representatives are all military veterans that are highly trained and fully accredited, giving you the best support possible. This is Celestina Traver, your Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. We welcome you to our office at 1855 Shasta Street to see what benefits are awaiting you. Please call us at 225-5616.
Are you entertainment-minded? Do you like to hear people discuss fun topics?
Well, we talk about all things pop culture.
From movies and TV to books, music, games, and everything in between. But with a twist, everything is not very current.
We'll talk about things we recently discovered and have decided we just have to share our thoughts on.
Which gives us the title of our show.
We're a little behind.
Hosted by us, Chris and Jen Gomez.
Join us every Tuesday night from 6 to 7 p.m. for We're a Little Behind. Right here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460 AM.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearms specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do, Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1989, the Soviet Union leaves Afghanistan.
General Boris Grumov crossed the bridge over the Amu Darya River. This was the final act in the withdrawal of all Soviet armed forces and services from the Republic of Afghanistan.
The government has to show clearly it has abandoned the old Stalinist class struggle approach.
Banishment for life for Pete Rose from baseball is the same. Bad end of a sorry episode.
I gambled on other sports other than baseball. I never gambled on baseball, but I think I'm being punished pretty severely.
So the Oakland A's take
a... I'll tell you what, we're having an early...
Jim Baker, once one of this nation's most powerful televangelists, now faces a lifetime in prison.
300 East Berliners are climbing over the metal fence here towards the Berlin Wall.
News as it happened then. News as it happens now.
This is Fox News Talk. Bonus track with Laura Ingle.
Taking you deep inside the music. The Depeche Mode song, Personal Jesus, has a new rock and roll feel to it now that British rockers Def Leppard have got their hands on the tune. Def Leppard have premiered the official video of their cover, which appears on their new Greatest Hits compilation, The Story So Far, The Best Of. The cover may feel a little surprising, but guitarist Phil Collin explained in a recent podcast that they liked the song because of its memorable groove and melody, which reminded him of some of their own songs. Let's Get Rocked is also on the Greatest Hits. Colin recently recounted how weird it felt to release the upbeat tune in the early 90s when grunge was dominating.
It got a little bit darker and everything like that, but we still had this album, and especially this song, almost a bit silly. It came out, our fans loved it.
So fans can get a nice little mix of modern rock with this new release. Laura Ingle, Fox News.
Information you want. Truth you demand. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Between 2010 and 2012, there were 55,000 illegal immigrants into Israel. The Israeli government made a decision that they were going to build a wall, a high-tech steel wall on the southern border, the border between Egypt and Israel. In 2016, the wall was up. 2016, there were 11 illegal immigrants who entered Israel. And then they raised the height of the wall an additional several feet. And in 2017, there was not one illegal immigrant that made it through the southern border into Israel.
Former mayor of Shiloh in Israel, David Rubin, talking on Tucker last night about how effective the wall was in Israel. Number one, it kept suicide bombers off out of the West Bank. Here it's helping out between nations. You know they're a nation under attack. The walls work. I laugh, Steve Ducey, every time people say, well, what are the ancient Roman times? We need walls. No, it's a barrier. Why does a fence make more sense than a wall? Why can't you have a mix of both? You have to suspend logic to go along with what Bernie Sanders is saying.
Well, apparently you were not paying attention, Brian Kilmeade, the other day when Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi schooled the president about the walls, because she said that there are security experts who say you don't need a wall, you just need increased border security. Strong security, no wall, that works.
What would help, too, is if she talked to Border Patrol officers, those border security people, because they need the help. Here is Victor Davis Hanson. He said, those people are looking at our country and saying we're being mean-spirited, don't understand what we do every single year. Cut 27.
We take more immigrants than any country in the world. 20% of all the immigrants in the world come to the United States. We have more than we've ever had, 50 million, and we're getting to the percentage-wise, it's an unprecedented in our history. So we're very magnanimous, and $75 billion go to Central America and Mexico in remittances. And if you do the math, it works out to about $6,000, $7,000 per person here who's undocumented, and that's 500 or 600 a month, and 60% of people here who are undocumented are in state assistance or federal or local. So, Laura, you're basically asking the American taxpayer to subsidize remittances that goes back. And that's in addition to about $2 billion in direct aid.
So he's doing the math. We're already letting a ton of people in. It costs us a lot of money. We have social programs that are just stretched to so thin, they're almost all in debt. So to me, it's never been couched effectively. Just say you're making a choice, the people of Guatemala over the people of Green Bay.
Well, but we're a nation with a big heart, and we have been for years. But when, you know, he very effectively lays it out. All right, this particular process that we've got right now, and this policy has a price, and it's very high. Brian, we did an interview earlier today with Brandon Tatum from Turning Point USA, and he was talking about how the state of Louisiana looked at the SNAP program and at Medicaid, and they just chose 100 people at random to make sure that they qualify. Out of the 100, how many do you think actually qualified for SNAP and Medicaid?
70%.
18.
Wow.
18 out of 100. 82 actually did not qualify because they overstated their income or simply did not qualify.
So you have these social programs that are being stretched by fraud, which you just outlined, being stretched by just we don't have enough money to fund them, and we're already taxed to the gills. So last year, funding was out there for the president to get $1.6 billion for 33 miles of new wall in the Rio Grande Valley in South Texas. That's the area I went. I did not know this, though. 41% of all migrants apprehended on the southwest border are stopped there. So they wanted to focus there first. Makes sense. However, they haven't really done nearly as much between regulations. They don't start really until February. They're fixing some parts. What I was fascinated to find out, there are still 82 cases pending from 2008 of people on the Texas border who don't want a wall on their property.
Oh, absolutely. So it becomes a question of, is it a national security issue, like the president says? Brian, here's the thing. Forget about the wall. Just change the law. A lot of people are saying, you know, the United States has a unique set of rules where if you just set foot in the United States, they'll catch and release you. That's if your intent was to get to the United States and either be reunified with your family or try to make money to send back home, by getting arrested, you got through the door. And so a lot of people on the political right say you got to change the law. But with the House soon to be under Democratic control, good luck on that. But yeah, you know what? The Republicans had their chance when they had the House and the Senate and the White House, and they did not have the appetite for it because too many moderate Republicans were like, I don't think that wall thing is a good idea. Even though they rally around the president, he's great. Not so much when it comes to the wall.
Well, Freedom Caucus was all in, but they didn't want so much spending. So we'll see if Kevin McCarthy can do what he promised 2 days ago, and that is pass a bill that has $5 billion allocated for the wall. Nancy Pelosi says, Mr. President, you do not have even the votes to get through the House on this, let alone the 60 you need in the Senate.
I think she is wrong, and the Republicans under the leadership of Kevin McCarthy, who's going to be running things on the Republican side, they're trying everything they can to prove her wrong. She said we couldn't pass it in the House. Boom! We're going to try to pass it in the House.
And then you have 1 week, $5 billion for the president to get it. I mean, I look for him to really shut the government down, don't you?
I do.
I just don't know how you reopen it.
I don't know how he can say what he said earlier this week to Chuck and Nancy and not close the government if he doesn't get close to $5 billion. Although, I heard one of my sources in Capitol Hill said that apparently after that contentious meeting, the president called Nancy Pelosi on the phone 3 times and said, yeah, we're going to work out a deal. Don't worry. We're going to work out a deal. I'm going to negotiate. We're going to work this out. It won't close. I don't know if that's true.
Wow.
But that was from one of our sources.
Head-scratching for him to do that. Not because, but in one way it is, one way it isn't. In one way it isn't is because it's never personal. And if you or I had a fight with somebody like that, it would be hard to shake off, or at least I would be hard to shake it off. You know, I don't know how I'm going to deal with him the next day. But for the president, he walks away and goes, that was pretty good. because he doesn't mind the stress. I guess he does that all the time.
He's been doing that for decades. That's how he became Donald Trump. That's how he became a billionaire. That's how he built half of the town, was bare-knuckle negotiation. Just saying.
Senator John Kennedy yesterday.
It looks to me like he's serious as four heart attacks and a stroke. I mean, he's not bluffing. If I were playing poker with him right now and I didn't have the cards, I'd fold, man. He's not bluffing.
Okay, we're going to take a timeout and maybe come back with more to know. Steve Ducey's here.
What do you mean maybe come back?
Well, the thing is I make my ultimate decisions and I flip-flop.
Okay. You should be in Washington.
I would have they certainly would welcome me with open arms. The Happy Cookbook, a celebration of the food that makes America smile. Is that still out?
That is still out. It's still available everywhere. It's the perfect gift for Christmas.
But it's not a stocking stuffer.
Well, that's what I heard, but we actually have large stockings, so you can stuff it at our house.
But I found out that I'm one of the few still stuffing stockings, or my wife is, or Santa is, still stuffing stockings.
See, what we do is our stockings fell off the mantle years ago because our mantle is made of rock, so there's no putting a pin tack in it. So invariably, the children or the dog pulled them down, so now we just put stuff on the stockings.
Wow. So that's different from when you fall off the wagon.
Mantle. Completely separate. Okay. Are you alluding to the fact that our Christmas party is in 3 hours?
I might have been.
Okay.
And you were definitely not looking to fall off the wagon because, no, you weren't intended to fall off the wagon. You never got on the wagon. You were never on the wagon. No wagon, right?
I'm from Kansas. Our people got to Kansas in a covered wagon.
Exactly. And then why did you take the wagon? Were there no cars, no rentals?
It was actually a station wagon, Brian. Sedan's just not our bag.
Yeah, I went to Hertz to rent a car in a major city.
Yeah.
No cars and no regrets. You would think if Hertz was unable to get me a car, I want an SUV because I know more than one person.
Right.
So I want an SUV and no regrets. I'm like, wait a second, aren't you Hertz?
We were.
You need 2 weeks. Go get one.
Brian, I was in Springfield, Missouri on Election Day, and they gave us a choice. Do you want a Jeep or do you want a pickup truck? Those were the choices.
Was it the guy who worked there? Were you borrowing his car?
But apparently a pickup truck is in great demand in Springfield, Missouri.
Well, what did you pick?
We went with a Durango, which is like a Jeep.
Right. The Durango rode very rough in the one I was in, but they seem to have ameliorated that problem. And the last one I was in was relatively new, and they seem to have addressed that.
So you're speaking historical terms. The one we were in was driven by Alan Hall of our staff when we got up and came back to the airport. You know, at 75, 80 miles an hour, which was the speed limit out there, smooth as glass.
Right, and for a 2005, probably rode well. Good, I guess.
It was brand new. It had 300 miles on it.
Right. If I ever had a pickup truck, I would go to Home Depot, pick up lumber just so I felt I deserved it.
You've never owned a pickup truck?
Not even looking for it. Never. I never said to myself, I wish I had a cab.
I had a pickup truck in high school.
What did you put in there?
All sorts of stuff.
People?
Not so much. We did a lot of loading. Remember, I grew up on a farm.
Right. So you needed it.
Yeah.
To me, don't get a pickup truck unless you need it.
Okay.
Back in a moment.
Just like Fox and Friends, without the green room and free Danish, you're with Brian Kilmeade.
This holiday season, give yourself the gift of extra money in your pocket when you consolidate your credit cards with LightStream. LightStream believes that people with good credit deserve a great interest rate and no fees. You can get a credit card consolidation loan from 6.14% APR with AutoPay, much lower than the national average credit card interest rate of 19% APR. Plus, your rate is fixed, so as rates continue to rise, your low rate won't budge. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000. You can even get your funds as soon as the day you apply. Apply today to save even more with an additional interest rate discount. The only way for my listeners to receive this special discount is to go to lightstream.com/Kilmeade. That's lightstream.com/KILMEAD. Subject to credit approval, rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/Kilmeade for more information.
If you suffer from heartburn or other digestive-related disorders, then there is a new, safe, better, and natural alternative to better digestive wellness and heartburn relief. Praxid not only provides relief of heartburn, but Praxid takes a 360-degree approach to support better digestion, protect you from harmful bacteria, and also balance your stomach to improve digestive functions.
We like to think of it as the multivitamin of digestive health.
It's the only product to combine all natural ingredients known for the digestive health properties into a single patented product. Praxid also comes in easy-to-carry packs. Praxid relieves, restores, and maintains a healthy digestive system. Praxid is available here for only $39.95. Shipping and handling is free, and your money back is guaranteed.
To take advantage of this special radio offer, call now 1-800-829-5688. That's 1-800-829-5688. Again, 1-800-829-5688.
Sunday, December 16th, KCNR will be off the air from approximately 3 p.m. until 9 p.m. in order to transition over to our new studio. We apologize for the inconvenience.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Getting into college doesn't happen magically. You have to take the right classes now, like Algebra 2, Biology, and a Foreign Language. Learn more at knowhowtogo.org.
Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Talk.
His mouth to your ears. It's Brian Kilmeade.
This one of those new shirts, it's pushing back on my skin. It's saying, next time, wash me. Because there's right now a skin battle. I think chafing is a good word.
Don't you have an undershirt?
I don't wear an undershirt. You kidding?
We're learning new details every day.
Why would I wear an undershirt?
I know. I thought men wore undershirts, no? Do you wear undershirts? Yeah. He wears undershirts.
You don't wear
undershirts. Yeah.
I do. Show me.
Well, Steve Doocy was doing an interview. I had to keep my voice down and do Facebook Live. Okay. At which time I answered honestly that I'm wearing a brand new shirt and it's causing chafing, which raised the question.
Wait, this shirt you're wearing?
Yeah.
So your wife didn't wash it first or you didn't launder
it? Well, it's hard when I don't bring it home.
Okay.
So I took it right out of the box. I had a signing in Doylestown, Pennsylvania. Wonderful people last night.
Okay.
And I got in at like 10, so I went right to Manhattan.
Okay.
Where, you know, the city doesn't sleep. It's where I'm always partying, and it's where I prefer, you know, raise your glass.
Here's the thing, Brian. You showed up this morning. You were wearing that shirt, didn't realize it was brand new, but you didn't have a tie.
Yeah. I had no
necktie.
Tie.
No necktie.
So I wrote Gavin last night when I got to the city, and I opened up my packages, and I realized there was no tie there. So I said, Gavin, I'm wearing a blue striped shirt. Can you bring me a tie?
What do you mean you open your packages?
Does
Santa send you a new shirt every day?
Yeah, I got to tell everyone who Gavin is.
The producer on Fox and Friends.
Right. He's an illegal immigrant who landscapes at my house.
No,
he's an executive producer.
There you go. That's the Gavin I know.
He gave me a tie. So that was one thing. The other thing is...
Hold on. Here's the problem with the tie story. When I walked in, he looked at me and he goes, "Oh, you're wearing a red tie." Because he had on his desk a red tie he was going to give you to wear. Because he got the note from you yesterday. And then he said, "Okay, I got to find a different tie for Brian."
Well, here's the other thing. Are you wearing a T-shirt?
Right now, no. But I do throughout the day.
You'll rotate T-shirts throughout the day?
I wear a T-shirt almost every day under like a polar fleece or under another shirt.
I'm talking about when you're at work. Right now, will you change into a T-shirt?
No, because I do a TV show.
Right. But do you? I go to work. Right. I never wear a T-shirt.
Okay.
Unless I'm at home and I want to wear a T-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
Do most men not wear T-shirts?
I think a lot of guys wear T-shirts. But it all depends
undershirt.
On when.
An undershirt.
Yeah, T-shirt. Under your shirt.
I never wear an undershirt.
If I'm at home, I'm wearing a T-shirt. An undershirt under my shirt or sweater.
Right. I think Steve agrees with me. He's just afraid to admit it.
No, I don't wear one on the TV show because, you know, we're under the hot lights. It's hot.
Let's find out if there's more to know.
More to know.
California now wants to tax text messages.
Good.
This is unbelievable. State regulators have been ginning up a scheme to charge a fee for text messaging on mobile phones to help support the program to make phone service accessible to the poor.
Brian, this is great. I mean, do your kids spend too much time on their smartphones?
Yes.
Okay, make them pay for the text. Boom! But problem solved.
No one's going to live in California anymore. I mean, if the
that's
taxes,
for a variety of
but
reasons.
It's a beautiful state.
If you like that,
if you
like beauty,
I guess yeah. If you like beauty and ocean, it's just unbelievable. They are so buried in debt over there. The California Public Utilities Commission report laying out the case for the texting surcharge says the public purpose program budget has climbed from $670 million to $998, almost $1 billion, by the telecommunications industry's revenues that fund the program have fallen off $16 billion.
So, in other words, they're going to make you pay more with your smartphone so that other people who can't afford smartphones get smartphones.
So they can text for free.
Mm-hmm.
You're okay with that?
Listen, I don't text much.
People, really?
Man.
People love singing in their cars during the holidays.
Okay.
If you thought your bunch was the only one that jammed out in the car, you might be surprised to hear that two-thirds of families frequently sing together in the car while traveling.
Yep. I think that's true. Brian, you are on XM Sirius right now. Do you know what Channel Holly is?
No. Do you guys know?
Yeah, it's Channel 4.
We listen to
Holly all... After Thanksgiving, we start listening to Holly all day. And if we're dashing through the snow, the whole Ducey clan, we all sing.
All right, you're like 67% of the country.
Well, yeah.
Just when you thought you were original.
I'm part of two-thirds, and apparently you're part of one-third.
Contests are now offering a Broadway play and Chardonnay with Hillary Clinton. A fundraising contest is offering a chance to have this fun with Hillary Clinton, go to a play, and then drink afterwards. The winner of the online sweepstakes will hop on board a flight to New York to head to the Great White Way and connect on a personal level with the 2016 candidate. She's now 71 years old, about 5'2". She and her former president were spotted last month in the audience of Harvey Firestein's Torch Song. So I don't think she wants to see that again. Will you enter this contest?
I think, wouldn't you like to sit down and have a glass of wine with Hillary Clinton?
Nope, not yet.
I'm just saying.
Bernie Sanders loves green energy. He also loves private jets. The Washington Free Beacon first reported that Sanders' use of private jets in 2017 after he disclosed a payment of just under $40,000 on Apollo jets dedicated to providing luxury flight experience for Bernie. The campaign stepped up its use of private jets to the campaign in the final weeks, spending $297,000 to help in the midterm election. It's not even for him. How could he be on us to conserve our energy and have a carbon tax when he has that type of tax?
How many environmentalists do we hear about who actually use private jets a lot, just like that? Many of them.
I almost want to get on a reflector vest and riot in Paris when I read this story.
Okay.
That's what they're doing.
No, what they are upset about is the standard of living. Bernie just doesn't see the hypocrisy in talking about green energy and...
Well, they got to pay a carbon tax.
No, I understand that, but that becomes money. He is about theory, which, you know, that's Bernie.
Top female dog name in 2018 is?
Elsa.
Bella. Nice. Close. That was very close.
Yep.
Elsa, though, was not even on the list.
Damn it.
The top, they close out the top 10 with Stella. This holiday season, give yourself the gift of extra money in your pocket when you consolidate your credit cards with LightStream. LightStream believes that people with good credit deserve a great interest rate and no fees. You can get a credit card consolidation loan from 6.14% APR with AutoPay, much lower than the national average credit card interest rate of 19% APR. Plus, your rate is fixed, so as rates continue to rise, your low rate won't budge. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000. You can even get your funds as soon as the day you apply. Apply today to save even more with an additional interest rate discount. The only way for my listeners to receive this special discount is to go to lightstream.com/Kilmeade. That's lightstream.com/KILMEAD. Subject to credit approval, rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/kill me.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
The holiday season is here, so why not give the gift that keeps giving? Perhaps a social membership or golf lessons. Riverview Golf and Country Club has been providing home away from home entertainment. Find out how you can become a member today. Go to riverviewgolf.net. That's riverviewgolf.net.
Kimberly and Michael are getting married. When they made their wedding plans, they chose a donation to a charity rather than receiving gifts. Pals Fund at Haven Humane helps with the adoption fee if you lack the funds to adopt an older companion that desperately needs a home and has lots of love yet to give. Pals Fund honors the memory of my amazing deaf Dalmatian that provided me love and companionship until his passing over 12 years ago. Thanks to all of you who have supported this fund over the years, and a special thanks to Kim and Mike for caring about our furry homeless friends.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
This hour from townhall.com, I'm Ron DeRockstrup. On the eve of the sign-up deadline for health care coverage for next year, a federal judge in Texas ruled the Affordable Care Act invalid. Supporters say they'll appeal that decision, but President Trump expects the Supreme Court to uphold it.
Let's say repeal and replace, handled a little bit differently, but it was a big, big victory by a highly respected judge, highly, highly respected in Texas.
And Trump, Mr. Trump says the ruling is another approach to repeal and replace.
So the assumption that the Supreme Court upholds, we will get great, great health care for our people. We'll have to sit down with the Democrats to do it, but I'm sure they want to do it also.
The White House says the act will remain in place during any appeals process. President Trump says Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke is leaving the administration at year's end, but he does so amid a federal investigation into his travel, political activity, and potential conflicts of interest.
The former Republican congressman from Montana has been dogged by ethics probes, including one centered on a Montana land deal involving a foundation he created and the chairman of an energy services company that does business with the Interior Department. Investigators are also reviewing Zinke's decision to block two tribes from opening a casino in Connecticut and his redrawing of boundaries to shrink a Utah National Monument. The Interior Department's internal watchdog has referred an investigation of Zinke to the Justice Department. Zinke has denied wrongdoing. Ben Thomas, Washington.
The French Interior Minister says an eighth person has died since the start of nationwide protest movement that began in mid-November over fuel taxes and expanded to an array of issues. Christophe Castaner said in a tweet Saturday that the death occurred the previous night. The announcement of the new death follows a day of demonstrations around France for a fifth Saturday. News and analysis at townhall.com.
We've all heard the old adage, timing is everything. This is Nick Grovich, owner of American Federal Rare Coin and Bullion.
Here's a story that illustrates the point. A client of mine bought $750,000 worth of numismatic coins from another dealer when the price of gold was under $500 an ounce. I reviewed her collectible coins and suggested that she trade them in for Gold Eagle bullion coins, coins that move up with the price of gold. She decided to hold her coins. When gold hit $1,900, she called me back. Unfortunately, she had collectible coins. I couldn't lock in a price as I could have with bullion coins, so we had a problem finding buyers. Although her timing was great, she wasn't able to cash out. Her coins are now only worth about $350,000, half of what she originally paid. Had she traded them for Gold Eagles, they'd be worth well over $1 million today. Call American Federal at 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694 or AmericanFederal.com.
It is very important to get a flu shot if you have heart or lung disease. Family physician Dr. Charles Steinerman tells us why.
A long-term study of over 100,000 people with heart failure in Denmark found that getting an annual flu shot was associated with a nearly 20% better long-term survival. That's equal to the survival benefits of beta blockers or ACE inhibitors, the two drug classes recommended for heart failure patients. The effect was equally good at all ages. Charles Snyderman in Washington.
Australia has decided to formally recognize West Jerusalem as Israel's capital, but won't move its embassy until there's a peace settlement between Israel and the Palestinians. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says Australia would recognize East Jerusalem as Palestine's capital, but only after a settlement's been reached on a two-state solution. He adds the embassy will not be moved from Tel Aviv until that happens, although in the meantime they will be looking for a site in which to place the embassy. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. The Republican-led Ohio State Legislature sent Governor John Kasich a pair of new abortion restrictions Friday.
One bans abortions at the first detectable heartbeat of the unborn baby that Kasich has vowed to veto. Following marathon lame duck votes that lasted into the wee hours, Ohio lawmakers left open the possibility of returning to override any vetoes. However, the heartbeat bill didn't get the 60 House votes Friday that would be needed. The other bill bans dilation and evacuation abortions, one of the most common methods for the procedure. Patrick Frost reporting.
On the Sunday talk shows, ABC's This Week will welcome Rudy Giuliani, a lawyer for President Trump, along with Senator Susan Collins of Maine and Dick Durbin of Illinois. Fox News Sunday scheduled to have Giuliani as well as Microsoft co-founder Bill Gates. CBS's Face the Nation welcoming Stephen Miller, senior advisor to the president, to the program. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004. But our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Granite and Things. Hey, Mike, so I gotta ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's gonna last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite line roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it Forever Furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed. But after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Standing by, he's almost dressed and ready to go. I'll fill some time until he's ready. Jenna Lee at the bottom of the hour, the great anchor from Fox, now in Texas, her own site. She'll be giving us an idea of what's going on, especially with Beto O'Rourke rocketing to the top spot, almost polls these days of would-be 2020 contenders on the left. Let's get started.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three. Number three.
It is almost certain that Democrats will field the largest list of presidential contenders that Democrats ever have. And that's all going to begin now. 2020 is now. So who is best positioned to challenge President Trump?
Yep, 2020. Dozens of Dems line up to take on President Trump, who after 2 years in office stands nearly at 50% approval rating, roughly at 46%, despite unprecedented political headwinds. I'll bring you some of the names in contention and what we can expect next year.
Number two.
It looks to me like he's serious as four heart attacks and a stroke. I mean, he's not bluffing. If I were playing poker with him right now and I didn't have the cards, I'd fold, man. He's not bluffing.
The brawl for the wall continues. There is a sprint to Christmas with nothing but shutdown staring us in the face. So what's been done already at the border? What landowner hurdles remain? And how a network fact-checked the president but forgot to get the facts?
Number one.
Well, you know, anytime a former lawyer of yours goes to jail, it's probably not a good day, but I've yet to see any evidence coming from Mr. Cohen of collusion, and that's what started the Mueller investigation to begin with.
Those were the good old days. Cohen was convicted, sentenced, and soon to be jailed. What does it mean and not mean for the president? And I'll tell you how General Mike Flynn was set up by Peter Strzok, it seems, and maybe others like McCabe and the FBI, and how one judge wants to see all the evidence from the Mueller side right away. Let's bring in this guy.
Now it is time to clear the airwaves of the Brian Kilmeade Show for the original receptive voice.
That is the stupidest line I've ever heard. I don't know why they keep using it.
What should we call you, Mr. Wallace?
I'd like once in my life somebody to say Chris Wallace, oligarch.
The man who sat with Vladimir Putin. The man who vacations in Russia. The man who calls George Clooney a friend. Chris Wallace, oligarch.
It's been too long, Chris.
I was going to say, I didn't realize how long it's been since I've been on your show, and it's nothing personal. I mean, yes, it is personal because I plain don't like you, but the reason I haven't been on your show, I was in California, I had a terrible cold last week, but, you know, I that audio that we just heard, the intro to me, makes me feel good, so I got to come back.
Do you think that you'll use that for the television show? Your television show on Sunday?
No, no. Come on. You know, we're not in the toy department when I do Fox News Sunday.
That really stings. Give me a second. I fell down. I'm back now. Okay, fine. Chris, first off, what you thought of the president when you sat down with him? Overall perspective. I watched it. It was great.
Are we not talked since then?
No, we haven't talked.
Well, you know, I thought what I generally think about him, which is that he's very engaging personally. You know, he's fun to be around. He's interesting to be around. He clearly wanted to play, and I was very grateful for that because sometimes you can see he's just as dismissive. And for whatever reason, he seems to want to, you know, if I hit the ball to him, he's going to hit it back. And so I thought it was a... It was a really interesting interview. I thought he made a lot of news. I was happy.
Who got the best of the Oval Office scrum, the brawl for the wall?
Oh, I don't think. But hear me out on this, folks, before you click off. Nancy Pelosi did. And why do I say Nancy Pelosi? Not necessarily because she won. In other words, if you were scoring it like a fight, I'm not sure you would give her the most points. But in terms of where people were before the meeting and where they were after the meeting, I think she did the best, and the reason I say that is because for her audience, for her base, to stand up to the president, to at one point sort of accuse him of mansplaining, don't characterize the strength I bring to this meeting, really helped her. And, you know, the president didn't need a lot of help. Schumer didn't need a lot of help. She does need some help to secure the position as speaker, and I think that standing up to the president the way she did, I think that solidified that for her.
Do you think the president wanted that confrontation?
Well, clearly he wanted it because he had the cameras in there, so he clearly thought it was going to be to his benefit, or at least he liked it. Having said that, I don't think he did particularly well, and really on one point. Again, it doesn't do with merits. It has to do with kind of where you were on points beforehand and where you were after. The one thing you don't want to do in a shutdown is have it be the Kilmeade shutdown. In other words, you want to be able to blame it on the other people or have it be sort of indefinite. And, you know, more power to him. He said, I'll take ownership. I'm proud. I'll shut down the government. In effect, it's the Trump shutdown. And I can tell you that Republicans up on Capitol Hill hated that because they've been trying to say over and over again, look, it, you know, this is the Democratic shutdown. We're just trying to protect the wall. The president said it's my shutdown. I'll be proud to shut down the government. So to the degree that he owns it, I don't think that's particularly good politically. I don't know if it's so bad for him. It's certainly not good for Republicans.
What bothers me, listen, I understand liberals and conservatives. I disagree with you, and here's why. Everything that he played out, he played exactly like he wanted it. I know exactly where Schumer stood, exactly where Nancy Pelosi stood. And what I thought was she made look terrible when she says we could do this without the cameras. And he's saying, no, no, this is transparency. And that's the way he goes at it. That's the way he does everything. Those are the interviews he gives. That's when he goes out and meets with the press. So all of a sudden he's doing to Schumer and Pelosi exactly what he said he would do. He says, this is what I need. This is what I want. This is what I'm going to get. And if he came out in front of the cameras and acted like he did with Vladimir Putin, that would have said, wow, where's the tough guy that we watched talking to Reuters? Where's the tough guy that we watched on the stump in the rallies? But I saw him in Oval Office acting the same exact way.
Here's my only disagreement with that. And I agree with you. I mean, he played to the Trump brand. And if you like Donald Trump, then you loved what he did in there. The problem is that you look to what happened in 2018, you know, a month ago in November, and then you look ahead to 2020, the Trump base isn't enough to get him elected president. And, yes, it was against Hillary Clinton and a very near thing. He's absolutely the legitimate president. I'm not in any way denying that. But politics is about addition, not subtraction, and I don't think he helped himself and gained new voters with that performance, and I don't think he helped the Republican Party, especially. We'll see how it plays out. I mean, this is just one thing, but I really think if this president is going to maximize his chances of getting reelected, he's got to find a way to expand his base. It can't just be the same, whatever it is, 45-46%. Generally speaking, 45-46%, it's a heck of a number. It's millions of voters, but it isn't enough to get you elected. And so, he won't be running against Hillary Clinton next time.
We both respect the Fox News poll, right? Fox News polls?
Yes, of course we do.
Yeah. So 46% approval rating. And you have a – they asked, too, what are the chances that Donald Trump will be reelected in 2020? What do you think? 39% said yes. Now you think, wow, that's kind of low, except for if you compare it to President Obama. They were asked the same question at the same period of time in 2010. 29% at the same point thought he would be reelected, and we know he did quite well against Mitt Romney. What bothers me most about this argument on the wall is it's disingenuous. It's not liberal conservative, because we remember when Chuck Schumer said this.
Above all else, the American people want their government to be serious about protecting the public, enforcing the rule of law, and creating a rational system of legal immigration that will proactively fit our needs rather than reactively responding to future waves of illegal immigration.
Can I say one thing about that? That was 2013, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Here's the problem with that, and I know it's something that people, the president's supporters are advancing. In fairness, that was part of the Rubio huge compromise, which incident, oh my God, I'm just looking up at the TV. I don't want to say that I'm not paying attention to you. Look at Fox News right now. Ted Cruz. Do you see him?
Look, he looks great. It's a wonderful addition. It's almost as if he got...
He's got a beard.
Yeah.
He's got a beard. You know, this is great radio when you sit there and say, hey, look at the TV right now.
Right. You know what happens? If you're a man and you don't shave, you get a beard.
Well, I understand that. But some people have good beards. Some people have not so good beards. Have you ever seen me? I shouldn't even do this. But if you want to Google me and look to me in the 1970s when I had a mustache, not a good look.
It was. Did you think it was good at the time?
Of course I thought it was good. You think I'm going around being unsightly? Have I never told you the story? I came home for Christmas.
No.
And I was about 22, 23 years old. I came home, and my mother takes a look at that, says, take that off. And she grabs it and tries to pull it off. She thinks it's a Groucho Marx mustache. And, of course, it hurt like hell because it wasn't. It was a real mustache. you know, some people can carry it off. I don't, honestly, with your baby face and dimples, I don't think you could carry it off.
Well, first off, on you, are you so you somewhat, you have, you walk around with this swagger like nothing bothers you.
I do?
But, oh, yeah.
And, everything bothers me.
Well, here you are. You were in your 30s or your 20s?
20s.
So you're in your 20s. You're walking with a mustache, and your wife says that. And
no, my mother said that.
Your mother said, does that hurt your feelings?
No, not particularly, because, you know, I didn't care what she said.
Oh, okay.
If a girlfriend had said it, it would have really hurt my feelings.
I understand. Now, here's the bigger question. I got
that went nowhere.
No, it's important.
Okay, go ahead.
Here's a bigger question.
Yes,
so, I took my shirt out of a box today, and it was brand new, and it's chafing. It's uncomfortable, and when I tell people...
Where exactly is it chafing? Under your arms?
Blades.
Blades
in top of my chest. Shoulder blades. So I mentioned this.
Have you shaved your chest and your back yet?
Nope. I don't have any bodybuilding shows until February.
Well, maybe that's it. Maybe you need to shave, and maybe that's why that it's chafing.
Or it turns out I am in the minority not wearing undershirts. I don't wear an undershirt.
No, of course not. Nobody wears an undershirt.
Thank you. Thank you, Allison. Now all of a sudden, everyone's telling me I'm the only one not to wear undershirts.
No, nobody wears an undershirt. I mean, I know a lot of people wear undershirts, and Lord knows you
That's
watch
terrible.
TV, you see a lot of ads for it. I haven't worn an undershirt since I was like 9 years old.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm finally normal with something. All right.
Well, if you're hitching yourself to my wagon, you are. But I don't know that. I'm not sure that that's much of a good housekeeping seal of a. You know, I've missed this. This is fun.
I don't talk
this dumb most of the day. This is a great opportunity.
Now, let me ask. Even in the lunchroom, I mean, do you have guys you hang out with in the lunchroom? Like, hey, what time are you having lunch today? I brought ham and Swiss.
You know what I do? I usually get a sandwich and I go and I sit in my office and I like read or do work. And no, I don't have much fun in my
terrible.
Life. I'm a lonely guy.
Well, I mean, do you have a neighbor that doesn't care that you're on television, just accepts you who you are?
Yeah, well, I have neighbors who accept me, but they don't, because they accept me, they don't have anything to do with me. I really, it's Lorraine. That's about it. Winston, when he was alive, my dog, but he's gone, so it's really down to Lorraine.
Why didn't you get
And frankly, honestly, I think she's getting a little sick and tired of me.
Well, does she ever say
I watch a lot of TV. I'm a lonely man.
Well, I mean, when's the last, have you seen any highlights of me that you want to go over and point out?
Have I seen any what of you?
Highlights of me. You watch a lot of television. Clearly it's Fox. Have you seen any highlights of me?
No, I watch good stuff.
Like what? Bonanza?
Well, no. I'm into Netflix these days after I discovered it. And then I found out, like I say to people, so do you get Netflix? And and one of my staffers who's in their 20s said, you got to stop saying that. I said, well, what do you mean? He said, it's like saying, do you get electricity? He said, you can't say, do you get Netflix anymore? Because to me, that's like a big discovery. Do you get Netflix?
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you like it?
I like it. Yeah, of course. I like it. I don't really, I don't remember the last time I really said to myself, let me flip around. Because I'm either news or sports guy. You know, and when I walk in, the office is either not in my house with Stephen Carell or some reality
show. Well, let me
ask
you a question. Do you, I mean, you've got your wife, you've got your kids, so they're bound to you because you have to support them. Do you have a lot of people who, you know, with they could spend time somewhere else or spend time with you, choose to spend time with you?
My wife has a lot more friends. Sometimes, like, she'll say to me, listen, I'm going out tonight. Do you want to call your friend or call this person? I'm like, really, do I look that pathetic where you're suggesting friends I can call? So
and
she has a lot more
really
friends than
you
I
don't
do.
Have that many. I mean, you couldn't call somebody at 6. Well, first of all, you can't because you're getting up at the crack of dawn and all of that. But so, I mean, what do you do when you get home? You sit and you watch TV, you go over the next day's show, and then you go to bed.
No. Believe me. People got to get dropped off and picked up at practice, number one. I got to squeeze in a workout somewhere in between there. And then we got to pretend like we had dinner planned and we suddenly got away from us. We have to decide what to eat. Then we decide to eat and we talk about our days one by one. And then we read from our favorite book.
To each other?
Yes.
I hope you're... What's your favorite book? Is it Andrew Jackson and the Battle of New Orleans?
Yeah, which is available on paperback now with a brand new afterword.
So is that what you read to each other?
If you don't mind.
Daddy, I loved when you wrote this section.
Well, Chris, it was good to catch up to you.
Brian.
Again. Yes.
It's great speaking to you.
Right. This is the small talk.
I actually feel like, you know what? You're my friend. This is as good as it gets. This is the most human interaction I have in a week.
You know what I should do? I should fill out that form to get you transferred to New York, and we could have lunch together every day.
Every day.
We would do
it. Every day. We could get our food at, like, Cafe Metro. I go down, I get a sandwich or something, and I'll come and I'll sit in your office. You can sit behind your desk because you're the senior guy, and I'll sit there on the other side, and my knees will bash against the front of the desk, and we'll sit and we'll have lunch and we'll talk about stuff.
Or watch Netflix.
We can watch Netflix. So I got a show on Netflix I like. It's called Travels with My Father. Have you heard this?
No.
So it's a guy who's a comedian. His name is Jack Whitehall, and his father was a big theatrical agent. His name is Michael Whitehall, and he's 75, 6 years old. Lord knows I can relate to him. And they, like, go on trips together, and first it's the son's trip where they're going in backpacks and stuff, and the father, you know, doesn't want anything part of this. And now it's the father's trip, the second season, where they're traveling his style, which is leather valises and stuff. And it's quite funny.
Chris, I'm going to watch it. Because a lot of times I go to Netflix, and I'm like, well, I don't even know what I want to watch. You know?
All right, so you go to Travels with My Father, watch season one, episode one, and I promise you will laugh out loud.
Chris, hold on. I want to talk to you in the break and see if we can really grow this friendship. Back in a moment.
Okay, but listen, may I say before we do?
Yeah.
We'll have all the latest news. We're not booked yet on that, but I spent half an hour this week with Bill Gates talking about the Gates Foundation and all the things they do. Do you know that they have given out $46 billion? They're the largest private charity in the world. And they have saved millions of lives. It's just fascinating listening to what they've done. And I spent time with Bill Gates, and it was very interesting. So that'll be on the show.
Chris Wallace, Bill Gates, find out who has more money at the end of the interview. Brian Kilmeade Show.
One of the most popular talk show hosts in the country. Because, darn it, people like him.
Why do I go on the Brian Kilmeade Show? Because, I mean, compared to Rachel Maddow, you're terrific.
You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Hi, I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-225-9306. That's 800-225-9306.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-225-9306. That's 800-225-9306.
Call today.
This holiday season, give yourself the gift of extra money in your pocket when you consolidate your credit cards with LightStream. LightStream believes that people with good credit deserve a great interest rate and no fees. You can get a credit card consolidation loan from 6.14% APR with AutoPay, much lower than the national average credit card interest rate of 19% APR. Plus, your rate is fixed, so as rates continue to rise, your low rate won't budge. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000. You can even get your funds as soon as the day you apply. Apply today to save even more with an additional interest rate discount. The only way for my listeners to receive this special discount is to go to lightstream.com/Kilmeade. That's lightstream.com/KILMEADE. Subject to credit approval, rate includes 0.50% autopay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/Kilmeade for more information.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A brand new bike for a very special customer makes the Dean's List. Learning to ride a bike for the very first time is a milestone for most kids. But with his rare genetic disorder, 7-year-old Otis Pasek never has until now. Otis has a debilitating genetic disorder that has left him nonverbal and nonmobile.
The bike, however, hooks Otis's legs to its pedals so that he can move as if he were pedaling. His mom, Perrier, is thrilled with this generous gift. Perrier says she was walking in South Slope a few months ago when she noticed a drawing for an adaptive bike at Behind Bars. She entered the drawing and met the owner of Behind Bars, Sandra Alfonso, who has made it her mission to supply bikes to every special needs child. She's raised close to $20,000 in donations, and she's already at work on the 7th adaptive bike. Thank you, Sandra, and Behind Bars for helping our friend Otis. Janice Dean, Fox News.
From Fox News Talk, here's another sound memory.
Mission Impossible, the TV series, aired on CBS from 1966 to 1973 and returned to ABC from 1980 to 1990 and inspired the popular Tom Cruise movie series. The iconic and dramatic TV theme was composed by Lalo Schifrin and became a minor top 40 radio hit in the late 60s.
Sound Memories on Fox News Talk. Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Yankee great Casey Stengel and Mickey Mantle testified before the Senate Antitrust and Monopoly Subcommittee hearing on baseball.
I was asking you, sir, why it is that baseball wants this bill passed.
I would say I wouldn't know, but I would say the reason why they'd want it passed is to keep baseball going as the highest baseball sport that has gone into baseball, and from the baseball angle. I'm not going to speak of any other sport. I'm not in here to argue about other sports. I'm in the baseball business. It's been run cleaner than any baseball business that was ever put out in the 100 years at the present time.
Well, Mr. Mantle, do you have any observations with reference to the applicability of the antitrust laws to baseball?
My views are just about the same as Casey's.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Talk show that's real. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Hey, thanks so much for everyone in Doylestown, Pennsylvania for coming out last night. Well, unbelievable, right, Allison? Great crowd.
Fantastic crowd, an amazing little town.
It is. If you're in anywhere near the Doylestown area over the next few days, find out about their Delaware Crossing, Washington's legendary crossing across the Delaware. They're doing two reenactments before Christmas.
Well, the one is a rehearsal, but then on Christmas Day they do it every year.
Wow, that is just awesome. There's a lot of pride, a lot of history in that town. Went out and signed Andrew Jackson, Miracle of New Orleans. One signing left, New Canaan, Connecticut on the 20th on Thursday. So even if you're in Nebraska or California, you have plenty of time to drive there. Just bring some extra clothes. I'll let you know where the rest stops are. Keep listening. Brian Kilmeade Show.
Sunday, December 16th, KCNR will be off the air from approximately 3 p.m. until 9 p.m. in order to transition over to our new studio. We apologize for the inconvenience.
Jeff and Carrie from NorCal Vape want to wish everyone a very happy holiday season. They also want to remind you to please shop local this holiday season. For any vapers or smokers on your list, come visit NorCal Vape. They invite you to try before you buy and explore the idea of vaping. Jeff, Carrie, and the NorCal Vape staff will be happy to answer any questions you have. They will also match any local competitors' in-store price and invite you to check out sales going on now. Gift certificates are also available. 1700 California Street, NorCal Vape, where their customers are like family.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Granite and Things. Hey, Mike, so I got to ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's going to last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite line roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it Forever Furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed. But after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
While serving in Iraq, Sergeant Jason Nielsen suffered a paralyzing injury. Paralyzed Veterans of America's service officers are trained to help injured veterans get all the benefits they've earned. To help paralyzed veterans, visit pva.org.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1968. President Lyndon Johnson.
It is true that a house divided against itself is a house that cannot stand. I have concluded that I should not permit the presidents to become involved in the partisan division that are developing in this political year. And I will not accept the nomination of my party for another term as your president.
And I've seen the promised land. I may not get there with you, but I want you to know tonight that we as a people will get to the promised land.
America tonight is ashamed. Again, an assassin has struck down a man who wanted only peace and nonviolence. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. is dead.
The doctor's now on the scene. Kennedy is lying in a pool of blood.
News as it happened then.
News as it happens now.
This is Fox News Talk.
This is Fox on Justice. A mother experiences a measure of justice for the murder of her daughter. Susan Breaux spoke outside the courthouse in Charlottesville, Virginia, where a jury recommended that James Fields Jr. spend the rest of his life in prison. He's the man who drove his car into a crowd of counter-demonstrators during a weekend of white supremacist rallies, killing Breaux's daughter, Heather Hare, a 32-year-old paralegal and civil rights activist.
I trusted the system of justice to handle what it needed to handle, that I was not going to be consumed by hate for this young man, but I was leaving him to the hands of justice. And I thank the jury for their careful and thoughtful work. I thank his defense team for putting up a defense and trying to help the young man. But in the end, the hands of justice say that he needs to be kept away from society for a while. And I'm content with that.
The judge will announce a final decision on a sentence next March. With Fox on Justice, Hank Weinblum, Fox News.
Show like no other. It's Brian Kilmeade.
What's going on with Beto O'Rourke? They had a MoveOn.org poll, straw poll. It's a, you know, progressive people throughout this country. He came in number one. He actually beat Bernie Sanders, who got, I believe, 78% of the vote last time around that MoveOn.org poll when they endorsed him. More than that, he's shown an ability to raise money, nearly $80 million in his Texas Senate race. He's shown an ability to get young people very, very excited about politics. And you were mentioning to me off air, I think that's part of the reason why Julian Castro got in the race so early is because he is making people move, move, move.
Harry Enten with on CNN yesterday on the MoveOn.org poll. I mean, it's so limited, it's hardly something scientific, but it shows that he matters. There's a huge list. It's ridiculous. It's going to be over 30 people running in 2020. And Beto O'Rourke in Texas got close to Ted Cruz. But people are saying, despite the loss and what Rahm Emanuel said, you don't lose and then try to run for president. Lincoln did it. Does that matter? Joining us now, a woman who calls Texas home, Jenna Lee, founder of Smarter News. Jenna, welcome back.
Hey, Brian. Thanks for having me.
Hey, listen, we watch him on the stump. We watch him skateboard out on the stage. We see how comfortable he is in conversational. He's not out there killing Trump every day like Cory Booker and Kamala Harris. Do you think that he's got a national appeal?
You mean Beto O'Rourke?
Yep.
I don't know. I mean, I think it's interesting to see the sort of momentum that he was able to gain in the state of Texas, but it's also a little bit difficult to look at all the results. As you know, Brian, there's been such an influx of different people into the state of Texas, and so a lot of those folks have come from California, and, you know, if Beto O'Rourke pulls well with those folks, then that could indicate that in, you know, these other Democrat-held states that he would do well. But I wonder if it would translate the same way to more purple states like Pennsylvania or even to states like Ohio. I'm not sure, because I think part of his draw was that he was different here in Texas. You know, he didn't fit all the stereotypes in Texas. So I don't know. I'd be really curious to see how he would do in those other really key states.
Yeah, I mean, the whole 2020 list is so long. It's just as it's no one in charge. It reminds me of what boxing is. Everyone just goes in, makes their own fights. There's no league, and there's no Democratic National Committee really to rein anybody in. Cory Booker, Beto O'Rourke, Bernie Sanders, Julian Castro basically says he's in, which I don't get. I mean, I see no charisma on this guy, no presence, no positions. But everyone's been promoting him for at least 10 years. Elizabeth Warren's buying office space. John Delaney says, I am in. He's a rich guy turned congressman. Eric Swalwell, believe me, where's that momentum? Joe Biden says he'll wait till after the holidays. And Mike Bloomberg was in Iowa the other day openly speculating on maybe selling his company if he decides to run, win or lose. Anyone stand out for you?
Yeah, I think it's really incredible to see sort of that sort of diversity of a group of people for a party, you know, and I think that's something that I think we should really look at over the next 6 months or so is what is the identity of the Democrat Party? Because you can't just run someone to be antithetical to the person in office. We've seen that in what happens before. We saw that with, you know, President Barack Obama and Mitt Romney, for example. I mean, there's other dynamics to that race, of course, but I'm curious, what does the Democrat Party of 2020 stand for, and what will we learn through all of that? I'm really interested in watching a name that you haven't mentioned, Brian. I'm sure you've talked to him so many times, which is John Kasich, who's talked about running, not obviously for the Democrats, but he's sort of floated the idea of a kind of a third rail, you know? And I think if there's any time in the country that perhaps an independent party or an independent libertarian could come in and sort of mix things up, I kind of think it could be this cycle. I mean, that's just based on just talking to people and how they're feeling about politics in general. So those are a couple of things I'm thinking about.
Well, a couple of things, Jenna. With John Kasich, I just had to having a talk to the other night and on the phone. I do think he's got a lot of credibility, but if he was going to show it, if you asked me before 2016, I would say look out for the Ohio governor. But after that showing and how hard he had to work to get one state, President Trump has only gotten more powerful within the Republican Party and more popular, despite how different he is from Kasich. I just don't see a lot of momentum. Plus, I think he went out with a whimper as Ohio governor.
Well, and I'm not saying that he would challenge President Trump.
I think he would. I actually think he's thinking about it. Yeah.
You don't think he would perhaps try to do something a little bit different, more of an independent run? I feel like he, from what he's been saying, that's what I've been watching. Because, you know, like a couple percentage points one direction or the next can impact some of these states where the races were so, so close. And so I just wonder about that. I think you're 100% right in that the feasibility of it is not very big, right, as far as a real challenge to, from one conservative to the next. But anything can happen, as you know, over the next couple months, and there's a lot of different directions this administration could go. So, I mean, it's just something to keep an eye on. I don't think we should just discount him completely.
All right, so Fox News does a poll, and Fox's polls are very respected, and they paint a picture of the President of the United States with 46% approval rating. With the Mueller investigation raging, things like what's happening in the Oval Office the other day, you see some of his controversial policies. You would think that it'd be, you know, you remember how you were on the air on Fox News most of the time when you watched George Bush with all his preparation and his top A staff, with all their experience, his approval rating was around 29 to 32% at some points during the Iraq War. This president's got 46% approval rating. That's above what President Obama had at the midpoint of his first term. And when asked the chances that Donald Trump will be reelected, 39% said yes. Only 23% said Barack Obama would be reelected in 2010 as opposed to 2018 with President Trump. How do you explain these headwinds? Doesn't matter if you like Trump or not. How do you explain the 46%?
You know, just putting together, you know, on Smarter News, we've developed sort of an alternative news source where we try to look at our issues very in a nonpartisan way and try to put things in front of people when they really matter. And one of the things that I think shows such a big discrepancy between what the press is saying about the presidency and then how people feel about the presidency is this special counsel investigation. It's never highlighted more than in this particular area. And even this week, Brian, you see, you know, all these folks saying that, you know, it's tightening around the administration. Things are coming down the pipe. It's coming to an end. And the president's going to have to face all these different charges or potential challenges of impeachment. The reality is, with a story like that, that the other hand is also completely true. The president could face challenges, but he could also face zero, nothing from this special counsel investigation, because we still don't know. And I think when you look at people that are actually living their lives, they have normal lives, not like us, Brian. We're definitely not normal. But your average citizen, you know, the main priorities remain the economy. It's not all these other stories that the press seems to chase, the economy and national security. And in both of those areas, the president maybe hasn't accomplished all of his goals, but he's done the things that he said he was going to do. And I think that's what's translating. At least that's what I hear from our readers.
Well, Texas has a diverse opinion when it comes to what's happening at the border. I was fascinated to see 82 homeowners in the Texas area on the border will have their basically sued not to have a wall built on their property. And they've been able to hold off any type of building really since 2008 when President Bush proposed it and actually had the money to build it. So in Texas, is the sense that a wall would work?
I think that's as mixed of a question anywhere in the country. You know, I think there's areas of Texas where there would be support for it simply because of a threat of feeling concerned about people that are legally crossing the border. But in other areas of Texas where they're, you know, farther away, like here where I am in the Austin area, it's the same debate of anywhere in the country about whether or not it would actually be impactful. And what was interesting, Brian, I was researching a story just the other day. We have it up on our website today about, you know, I thought, well, is it an effective use of money? Like, regardless of if you're Democrat or Republican, both lawmakers are saying, including the president, we need some sort of barrier. Well, what's the proof of investment? Like, does it actually work? And what's interesting is that the Government Accountability Office came out with a report because there's been all these proposals for what the wall could look like. And they basically said, listen, we don't have the data. We have 700 miles of fencing that looks different in different areas because of the terrain, and you have different foot traffic in these areas and different assets used by Border Patrol. And so there's no real way to compare whether or not this is an effective use of taxpayer money. And there needs to be more research on it. Now, we can get buried in research, so I don't – you know, I'm not a huge proponent of that, but I did think that it was interesting to know that there's a lot of challenges around this question about whether or not it's effective. But then, of course, you come back to the age-old debate, which is, I think, the same debate here in Texas as in anywhere in the country. Does a wall fit America? Does the branding work? Is that really where the power of the wall is? Let's just forget all the other stuff. And I think that's a question that anywhere in the country there's a lot of debate on, including here, even though we're a border state.
I think there's no question it would work. You talk to Border Patrol, and you do. They all want some type of barrier. It makes their job easier. It doesn't mean it's going to be the cure all, but although in some areas it will be. And I was listening to Univision, one of the biggest critics there, Jorge Ramos. He's sitting there at the border talking to his idol, Anderson Cooper, and they're sitting there in Tijuana. And he's asking about the caravan and what these men and women are doing. Listen.
They learn very fast. So they are not trying to go in mass again to the American side. But they're doing something completely different and probably more intelligent. I was talking to some of our correspondents right here at the border. If you go 5 miles that way or 25 miles that way, the wall that you see behind me disappears. And guess what? I mean, if they don't see a legal possibility of applying for political asylum. They're just going to go a few miles and then they're going to try to cross. I mean, that's exactly what's happening right now in the Rio Grande Valley.
I mean, listen.
He's right. Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. How, with a country with an economy this size, we're not saying don't come in. We're saying come in with a Doris.
Right.
Don't just come. Just don't come waltzing in.
Well,
we need some control.
It's interesting, though, Brian. One wonders if, again, getting just back to the way that everyone's talking about it, the president talks about a border wall. We know that Democrats have supported the building of a fence that looks very much like a wall. And one of the things that Border Patrol does say is that it's not so much putting up a barrier so people can't go under or over it. They're going to find a way if they want to. It's about slowing them down so that they're not just walking across the border. And so that, I mean, what he's pointing out is exactly the argument that's made in California about extending that fence that, you know, at times it's a wall, at times it's a fence, and making it longer. What I'm saying for the Government Accountability Office is when they're looking at areas where there is a fence in Arizona versus California, it's difficult to compare because of the difference of terrain, the difference of foot traffic. And even though the Department of Homeland Security says, hey, this has worked, the actual numbers and statistics that support it are not quite as clear because of all these different variables, because it's a complex problem.
All right. We're talking with Jenna Lee. Jenna, my last question is right up your alley. My last point I want to bring up and have you expand on it. CNN last night went out and fact-checked the president. They said, was it indeed true that 10 terrorists have been caught recently right at the border? So the President Trump, this is what CNN Newsroom said. President Trump said yesterday 10 terrorists have been caught at the border. DHS did not provide evidence of a single terrorist caught on the southern border over the very last in the very short period of time the president spoke about. Jim Sciutto, the reporter, the anchor, the president has now twice used the threat of terrorism to justify the wall. Facts supplied by the DHS don't back that up. Then this thing, place called the DHS called. The DHS press secretary Tyler Key Holton says this. We're happy to provide the facts, but you never reached out. In fact, DHS prevented 3,755 known or suspected terrorists from traveling to or entering the U.S. in fiscal year 17. That's in addition to the 17,526 criminals, 1,019 gang members, 3,028 special interest aliens. Hashtag facts first. That's the DHS press secretary that you would think got the call. Your thoughts?
It's a great question. That same statement also has been made about the 10 terrorists has been made by Vice President Pence. And because there hasn't been the exact number of saying these are the 10 people that we arrested, there have been a lot of folks that have questioned whether or not that's actually the truth. I mean, that's just been what's happening. I think to have those numbers is really important by the Department of Homeland Security. I think the more they can be proactive in putting out that information when the president speaks, the better. I mean, if they're on the same team, they should be very aggressive with that. Because I think when people see those numbers, how can you not be impacted by what it means? You know, everyone wants a safe country. So, you know, first of all, journalism, you got to go directly to the source, as you're pointing out. But also, I think one of the things I see when it comes from the government is not a default aggressive mentality. And that's something my husband talks a lot about in his leadership courses. I'm borrowing a term, but that's true. You know, you have to default aggressive if you want to win the argument. And so the more aggressive they can be with those numbers, I think the better the conversation in the public space.
All right. Your husband is... Just like radiates masculinity. He's a Navy SEAL. He's a leader. He looks like he could be a wrestler or a defensive back or a running back. And a great guy, by the way. But he could kill you many different ways. Not you, Jen. I'm talking about me.
Generically speaking, right?
Yes, exactly. Generically. Yeah. But he would choose not to. Because I am a wonderful person and you will back
you
me
are.
Up on that.
Yes.
So I have a question for you. In your opinion, I have a brand new shirt, and I find myself chafing every time I move. I put it on at 3 o'clock in the morning. It is now close to 11, and I'm basically getting very scaly. And when
why don't you just take it off and just do the rest of the show shirtless? I mean, it sounds like an easy solution.
Because Fox Nation has a shirts only rule, and I'm on Fox Nation now, or else I would be doing that. So my last question to you, Jenna.
Yes.
Do you know more men that wear T-shirts underneath their dress shirts or more men? Do you know more men that don't?
More men do, Ryan. Leif does.
Really?
Yeah.
Your
yes,
husband
it's
does?
Very specific. It's specific. You know, it's one of those good, like, you know, like, so you don't sweat through your shirt, sort of real comfortable undergarments.
Yeah.
Like undershirts. Like, I want to say it's Under Armour or something kind of manly.
Yeah, I'm not a big sweater unless I'm working out. So that's never been an issue.
my gosh. I'm learning so much about you.
Right.
I didn't know.
Maybe too much.
So you just, there's nothing underneath there. Is that you're saying? You're just like, it, that's it. And this is the chafing that's being caused.
If it wasn't for the new shirt, that wouldn't be an issue. So
why isn't a member of your team switch shirts with you? I mean, that has to be like
a broken in shirt. No, men don't switch shirts.
You know what? I sent you a Smarter News T-shirt. Brian, and that should always be kept in your office in the event of an emergency.
I brought it home to wear on Saturdays. Jenna Lee, Smarter News is the place to find it. Jenna Lee, we always love having you on. Have a great Christmas if I don't talk to you in between.
All right. Thanks, Brian. Merry Christmas.
Back at you. At Jenna Lee USA or at Smarter News. Follow her, Brian Kilmeade Show.
Now it's your turn. Give Brian a call. 866-408-7669.
Our callers are the best.
They're really smart. Much what? Smarter than the hosts.
Wait a second.
It's the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-545-0785. That's 1-800-545-0785. Again, 1-800-545-0785.
This holiday season, give yourself the gift of extra money in your pocket when you consolidate your credit cards with LightStream. LightStream believes that people with good credit deserve a great interest rate and no fees. You can get a credit card consolidation loan from 6.14% APR with AutoPay, much lower than the national average credit card interest rate of 19% APR. Plus, your rate is fixed, so as rates continue to rise, your low rate won't budge. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000. You can even get your funds as soon as the day you apply. Apply today to save even more with an additional interest rate discount. The only way for my listeners to receive this special discount is to go to lightstream.com/Kilmeade. That's lightstream.com/KILMEAD. Subject to credit approval, rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/Kilmeade for more information.
For over 45 years, the Original Clyde's TV is the place people turn to for locally owned, name brand recognition and offering home delivery service. You know that you're getting the best quality with Clyde's TV. Clyde's has it all. From home stereo systems to 150-inch televisions. We are an authorized DISH network provider. Not only will you be getting competitive prices on your home electronics, but Clyde's knowledgeable staff will install your home entertainment system to your specifications.
I'm Clyde, and I've been serving in North State for over 45 years. I'm an authorized Klipsch, Yamaha, Sony, Samsung, and LG dealer. We offer setup and even haul away your old electronics free of charge. If you're looking for that hard-to-find video audio accessory, we have it. We offer discounts to military personnel. Come see us at Clyde's Enterprises, located at 1250 Hartnell Avenue here in Reading.
The perfect holiday party. A night of dancing, entertainment, champagne, drawing items, and a silent auction. Come join Northern California Veterans Museum for the 2018 Black and White Charity Masquerade Ball. It's December 29th from 5 to 11 p.m. at the Veterans Event Center, 3210 West Center Street in Anderson. Tickets are $25 per person or $300 for a sponsor table of eight, which includes champagne, party favors, and drawing ticket package. Barbecue dinner provided by BC Stone Age Barbecue. Buy your tickets today at 378-2280. That's 378-2280. All proceeds benefit benefit the Northern California Veterans Museum and community programs.
Don't miss an opportunity to support your veterans with the Northern California Veterans Museum, Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services, and Silver Star Veterans and Widows. For tickets, call now, 378-2280. 378-2280. The 2018 Black and White Charity Masquerade Ball, Saturday, December 29th.
The more you listen, the more you'll know. It's Brian Kilmeade.
But do you work with the shirt off? Because all these guys, they never have shirts on.
I did notice some of the guys tend to be very well built. I see some of them without shirts on.
Shirtless guys with spray cans.
I did see guys without shirts on last summer in particular.
Now, what is that about?
It's our montage of you talking about men
Why
without shirts.
Why would you do that? Do you have that... That is not montage eligible.
I don't think you realize how often you talk about not having a shirt. I was actually surprised with Jenna. You didn't say you wanted to go shirtless because usually you always talk about how you do.
Well, did you see it's kind of intimidating. You see her husband, right?
But, you know, former Navy SEAL, totally built, crazy workouts. Yeah.
Yeah. You don't want to do that. That's too high a bar. Plus, I don't know if she subscribes to Fox Nation. We used to stream and everyone could see. Now, Fox Nation, you got to get Fox Nation to stream the show. So, or else you would have no idea whether I had a shirt on or not.
Well, you should have quizzed her. Said, Jenna, am I wearing a shirt right now or not? Are you watching?
Well, it puts her on the spot. I don't want to take $5 out of everybody's pocket, but I do want you to watch What Makes America Great. That's a series we work very hard on. We carry flatly and get Andrew Jackson Miracle of New Orleans. Brian Kilmeade Show, Thursday. This holiday season, give yourself the gift of extra money in your pocket when you consolidate your credit cards with LightStream. LightStream believes that people with good credit deserve a great interest rate and no fees. You can get a credit card consolidation loan from 6.14% APR with AutoPay, much lower than the national average credit card interest rate of 19% APR. Plus, your rate is fixed, so as rates continue to rise, your low rate won't budge. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000. You can even get your funds as soon as the day you apply. Apply today to save even more with an additional interest rate discount. The only way for my listeners to receive this special discount is to go to lightstream.com/Kilmeade. That's lightstream.com/KILMEAD. Subject to credit approval, rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/slowdown.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
The holiday season is here, so why not give the gift that keeps giving? Perhaps a social membership or golf lessons. Riverview Golf and Country Club has been providing home away from home entertainment. Find out how you can become a member today. Go to riverviewgolf.net. That's riverviewgolf.net.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Reading.